Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Vince in the motherfucking Bay. Got a hot mic tonight. I don't know what's going on with that. Good times, everybody. Good times. Thank you, everybody, for joining me once again for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Saturday, December 15th, 2012. And I appreciate everyone tuning in early on, especially the folks lining up in the chat room. Anon Sicko, Antichrist 73. What up, Antichrist 73? It's been a little while since I've seen you in the chat. Glad to have you here. Guest, a request that I burp more because it's like an internet hummer. I don't get that. I'm not sure I want to. Oh, yeah. We have Melissa 13 in the house. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hello, Melissa. Also, Night Angel. Thank you for joining us, Night Angel. Octopus in the building. Sonar guy in the house. What up, sonar guy? Oh, yeah, and Spike goes here, too. I missed Hammurabi's code. He's in the building. And X you out. Fuck, yeah, X you out in the house. What is up, my brother? It's good to have everybody in the building tonight. It's Saturday night. If you're like me, you have no semblance of a social life whatsoever. So we're going to party on the air tonight with my special guest from ReaperSec, the one and only Tear Coil. Really excited to have him on, and we'll also be joined by several members of ReaperSec. And we'll talk about anything and everything. It really doesn't matter. As per usual, nothing matters on this show. Is Spyko butthurt? Do we have confirmation that Spyko is butthurt? Good, thank you. I'm doing my job then. Fantastical, kids. Well, the phone lines are already lighting up, and I haven't even got to my goddamn guest yet. And I'm going to bring him on momentarily, but before I do, I'm going to play a request just for him. Tear Coil wanted to hear this. He's actually requested this before, and I didn't get to it. And now that he's my special guest, I am absolutely going to play it for him right now, if I can find it on my stupid Switch. Okay, here we go. This is for you, Tear Coil. We're gonna bring Tear Coil on in just a minute, but first we're gonna hear this message from Dr. Dre featuring Eminem and Exhibit.
What's the difference between me and you? What's the difference between me and you?
Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo and a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals. Got the pens and pencils, got down to business. But sometimes the business end of this shit can turn your friends against you. But you was a real nigga, I could sense it in you. I still remember the window of the car that you went through. That fucked up, but I'll never forget the shit we've been through. And I'ma do whatever it takes to convince you, cause you my nigga, Doc, and easy, I'ma deal with you. Fuck the beef, nigga, I miss you, and that's just being real with you. You see, the truth is, everybody wanna know how close me and Snoop is, and who I'm still cool with. Then I got these fake ass niggas I first blew with, claiming they non-violent, fucking like they spit venom in interviews, speaking on reunions. Move units, then talk shit, and we can do this. Until then, I ain't even speaking your name. Just keep my name out of your mouth, and we can keep it the same, nigga. It ain't that I'm too big to listen to the rumors, it's just that I'm too damn big to pay attention to them. That's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never dare with emotion. I'm used to living big dogs down with straight coast. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never dare with emotion. Perpetrate, play with it. Never knew about the next level until Dre did it. I stay committed while you motherfuckers babysit it. I smash the critics like an overhand right from Riddick. Come and get it, shitted on villains by the millions. I be catching bitches while bitches be catching feelings. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? I pop bottles and hot hollow points at each and all of you. Come on, a heartless bastard, high and plastic. My style is like the reaction from too much action. Never come down, pass it around. You can't handle it. Hang Hollywood niggas by they soul train laminate. What's the difference between me and you?
What?
I bought 5 bank accounts, 3 ounces, and 2 vehicles. Until my death, I'm Bangladesh. I suggest you hold your breath till ain't none left. Yo, that's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never deal with emotion. I'm used to living big dogs down with straight coaching. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't know what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never deal with emotion. I'm used to living.
I wanna tell you this shit right now. Why the fucking weed is in me? I don't know if I ever told you this, but I love you, dog. I got your motherfucking back.
Right.
Know this shit.
Slim, I don't know if you noticed it, but I've had your back from day one, nigga. Let's blow this bitch.
I mean it, dog. You ever need somebody, dog? Who's throwing this shit?
Well, if you ever kill that Kim, bitch, I'll show you where the ocean is.
Well, that's cool, and I appreciate the offer. But if I do decide to really murder my daughter's mama, I'ma sit her up in the front seat and put sunglasses on her and cruise around with her for 7 hours to California and have her waving at people. To drop her off on the corner at the police station and drive off honking the horn for her. Raw dog, get your raw gnawed off. Drop the sword off and beat you with the piece of a sword off.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
All right, we're back. I'm back. Hey, everybody. It's Saturday. Feel free to tweet out the show. Thank you, folks, for filing in during that song. Looks like we have Bigger Than God with us. Wow, that's you're bigger than God, and you can fit in my chat room. That's amazing. Danny Dantalian in the building. 11 elves. Okay. Anybody else show up while I was playing that song and fapping? Oh, Worth of the World is here. Vert is here. Robotic Chaotic is here. Hello, darling. I hope you will be on your best behavior tonight. Not. She seems like a really naughty girl. Do you guys follow this girl on Twitter? Robotic Chaotic? Yeah. 1T in the house. What up? All right. So tonight my special guest is Tear Coil out of the ReaperSec organization. I've had the pleasure of partaking in some of their IRC chats. I always have a good time in there. Good people. And glad to have them represented on the show tonight. So without any further ado, let's welcome to the show Tear Coil. What's up, Tear Coil?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Just getting things warmed up. Fulfilled your first request.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to get to some. I don't think I'm going to have a chance to play all of your requests that you sent me, but I got the most important one.
Oh, yes.
And I'll try to get at least one more before the night's over.
Oh, I see Shadow DXS has joined us as Derp Hour. So. Hi, Shadow.
Derp
How are you?
Hour?
Yeah, Derp Hour
Derp
in
hour,
the chat right now. That's Shadow.
Yeah, no, he just PM'd me. Okay, there you go, folks. Derp Hour in the building.
Everyone should go, if you're on Twitter, follow Shadow DXS right now. Just
nobody wants you to. Nobody wants you to author via Twitter. You're the only person that wants to. Shadow DXS is the only person that wants people to authorize through Twitter. And he's asking us if we can authorize him. You know what? I don't give a shit. In fact, no, please don't authorize through Twitter. I hope it really isn't you. I hope it really isn't you. Okay? Let's put it that way.
That's the general consensus we feel every time he signs on. I'm just like, God damn, him again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, Shadow, I am your friend. God damn.
Yeah. I fucking love Shadow. I love Shadow. He's hilarious.
I like it when he brings bacon and, yes, finger pappet. Finger pappet.
I peeked my head into that tiny chat today.
Oh, God.
It's so funny. Shadow has his camera framed so, like, there's, like, 95% headroom above his head. Like, all you see is just a blank wall. And then you just see just the top of his head, like his eyes and his nose and maybe part of his mouth. And that's it.
Well, see, that's just simply because they don't have a webcam with a wide enough angle lens yet to encompass
everything
that is Shadow.
it's wide enough to get a, to get an idea. What he does is strategically frame out his entire body.
Yeah, it could be strategy. I mean, there were some instances where he used to use Manicam for tiny chats, and Manicam would take a screenshot of the last image that was seen, and me and another member of Reaper Sex saw some really bad things that we wish we would be able to unsee. But unfortunately, you know, Shadow could win a wet t-shirt contest, hands down, no problem, just because his moves are the size of my fucking entire body. So, yeah, that's always fun.
Oh, my God. Somebody sent me a picture of him flashing his moob.
It was probably me.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I mean, you know, when we're having to be subjected to it, I feel we should share the wealth with everyone else. So.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I get it. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, because that's going to make it into my next Big Titty Tuesday slideshow.
Thank God, that's exactly what I was hoping for. I really want Shadow to be known just simply for his moves.
Yeah. So next Tuesday,
and Juggalo face paint.
Next Tuesday, folks, watch the slideshow. You will be repeatedly subjected to Shadow DXS's right move for the entire night.
All right, I'm skipping that night, just so you know.
Yeah. No. Here's what you do. You just frame out. What I do is I just scroll down to the chat room and cut off the part where I see the screen, the slideshow. So you're good. You just frame it out.
Yeah, that's what I've had to do now, even though the slideshow that's up right now is pretty badass. So kudos on that one.
Hey, Tear Coil, we have an anonymous question for you already.
God damn it. Already? All right, go for it.
Here's your anonymous question. How old are you?
Old enough.
Give it
old enough.
You know, Jihad didn't want to give me a straight answer, too, but he at least said 25 to 30. You know?
I will say 25 to 35.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, you know, that sounds about right to me. Okay, if you guys want to ask anonymous questions of the guest tonight or any other callers that will wind up on here, please, by all means, either tune in, I'm sorry, call in and ask a question, or if you're scared, you can ask it anonymously by personal messaging me. Some people might not know how to do that yet in the Bob Block Talk chat room, but you just click on my name, and then you'll see a caret for private, and bada bing, bada boom, you send me your anonymous message, and your identity will be secure. Also, please tweet out the show. People, just spread the word, spread the love. It's funny that we were talking about Shadow DXS, because unfortunately he's here now, so I'm going to bring him on. What's up, Shadow?
Sup?
God damn it.
I came here to ruin your show.
Oh, you're good, man. You ain't going to ruin shit.
So, yeah, I'm actually calling from the new apartment today. Yay.
You got a new
apartment? Actually...
Yeah, I got done showing Pilgrim a part of it.
Is that where at when you were tiny chatting today?
Yeah.
So, I love that wall you have. It's a fantastic wall.
I know, it's much better than the other wall that I had with all the fucking sports shit all over it.
And I like your haircut. You got a nice haircut.
Oh, my beanie cut? Thanks.
Oh,
and
cleaned up?
But that wall is amazing. If that wall is indicative of what the rest of the place is like, you've got your little man cave set
actually
up.
This is the nicest place that I've lived in like fucking the past 5 years, maybe six. So I like it.
Excellent, man. That's change is good. A change of atmosphere, change of location, change.
Underwear.
It always feels liberating in some way, shape, or form, no matter what circumstances.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Teardrop, you're a dick for bringing up that fucking Manny Cam incident. You and Calypso both could kiss my ass.
Well, we had to fucking be subjected to it. I mean, there are just a few things on the internet that really cannot ever be unseen, and your, like, shirtless fucking body is one of those, so... I mean, it wasn't even lift the shirt, Vince. It was full on shirtless, like the nigga just got done fapping, fucking sitting there screenshot.
Ironically enough, I was fapping when it was doing that, and yeah, just be grateful the camera wasn't pointed a little bit further down south.
God, I mean, your gut doesn't cover that up.
Well,
I would expect it to be like.
I got a plastic shelf that keeps it up, and I just kind of, like, rest it up underneath it.
Well, that's different. That's...
Yeah.
At least you don't have to, like, build some MacGyver kind of contraption where you get court or fucking clothes hangers and lift your shit up that way. That would be kind of funny to see. I'm not even gonna lie. I mean, everyone's got to have a support system when they're that fucking big, so...
Yeah.
I mean, it's all good. Oh, hi, Spyco. Hi. He's smiley in the chat room. Is this one of the instances where Vince goes all quiet and shit? And
he's either screening calls or jerking off the idea of me with no shirt on.
My money's on jerking off at the idea of you with no shirt on. So.
Since Vince isn't picking up, anybody want to ask us any questions? Shit.
Fucking there is a chat room for a reason, other than Danny, what is it, fucking Dantalion, that's what he wants to be called.
Nobody cares about Mr. Dandelion.
I mean, I can tell Vince to pick up the phone. Just pick up the phone, Vince. God damn.
What is my favorite e-Pokemon? My favorite e-Pokemon would have to be e-Mudkips.
E-Mudkips. Why Mudkips? I do not understand the fascination with Mudkips at all.
I heard you like Mudkips.
Yeah. No, you heard wrong. I don't even know what the fuck a Mudkip is. Every time I hear Mudkips, I think it's either a furry or a fucking brony or some other shit, and then I'm constantly reminded, no, it's a Pokemon. Fuck ever.
Actually, I think Digimon's better than Pokemon.
Oh, my God. Is this what my show has turned into already?
Apparently. Yeah, you disappear and fucking... it all goes to shit.
I go screen a couple Pokemon. Yeah, I go screen a couple calls for, like, a minute, and I come back and Pokemon is the...
Well, hey, in fairness, I asked the chat room question, and Octopus, or Octopoo5, asked me what was my favorite e-Pokemon, and I told him it was e-Mudkips. So, deal with it.
Oh, good. Sicko's here, too. Sicko, call in. I want to talk to you. Specifically about something you said on the show last night.
So. Hammy, you better call in, you motherfucker. I got some questions for you. I missed a couple of days. Somebody has
Hammy
a contact.
You guys don't even know the half of it. There's so much goddamn Twitter, internet drama. It's just disgusting.
Somebody needs to fill Fat Man in because I have missed out and I want to know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, God. Tear Coil, do you want to try to do that?
let's see. TLDR version of it would be that niggas' jimmies are getting rustled left and right. And, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't answer a goddamn question I had.
No, it's not going to. So
there's a lot of butthurt going on around the Twitterverse.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, there's fucking butthurt everywhere, and full stories aren't coming out, and
people are
rage
quitting. People are like faux rage quitting. Like, oh, I'm done with this, and then they keep tweeting and stuff. It's so stupid.
Okay, like I know for a fact that Hammurabi gets kind of upset pretty easy, especially when you put him on the spotlight. And from what I understand, he may or may not have been the cause of some specific related drama between Teardrop and somebody else. So I'm wanting to know what the fuck's going on, because all this is going to be future troll material.
Future troll material, that's funny.
Hey, man, no. I live in the art of trolling.
Yeah, I've noticed. I mean, nothing wrong with that. I mean, fuck, you and I have both had our fair share of trolls. But no, the bottom line with this is that apparently there was some shit to go on involving Hammy and being kicked out of Russell League and not, yeah, really. And instead of trying to talk the shit out and work things out, it went a different route. So,
Hammurabi, stop repeating yourself. That doesn't make you
motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about logs. Drop logs. Drop all the logs you got. Drop fucking logs, pictures. Drop your dick in a fucking vat of acid. I don't fucking care.
Hammurabi, can I drop docs?
No, we're not going to talk about doxing people tonight. None of that.
Yeah, not on this show. Not on this show.
No, not on this show.
Nuts. Can I pick the nuts that I want to go? I mean, can I go like Brazilian or cashews?
I prefer cashews, to be perfectly
honest.
So.
Some honey roasted cashews sound pretty good about now.
But no, I mean, the everywhere you look on Twitter, there's some form of fucking drama. So, I mean, no matter if it gets worked out or not, there's always going to be something new to pop up. Some new motherfucker who gets butthurt over dumb shit and just can't realize that it's the fucking internet. And instead of...
Hold on. Because, I mean, with Hammurabi, it's a little different. This dude literally poofed out of the fucking nothingness of the internet one day and showed up on everybody's timelines on Twitter and then started coming into the IRC servers and shit. And all of a sudden, he's, like, trying to get involved in everyone's fucking day-to-day lives. And I come back after a fucking two-day moving period, and all of a sudden, Hammurabi done does some fucked up shit. So who the fuck is Hammurabi, to be honest, and why does anyone care?
Oh, well, he's saying in chat right now, the Fed, NSA, CIA, FBI, FSB.
No.
KGB, fucking old Yankee, whatever.
No. If he was government, he would at least possess a form of intelligence.
Yeah. Fucking in before Hammy's the jester.
I mean, because even fake trolls are still somewhat smart. I mean, Hammy, on the other hand, isn't even really considered a fake troll. The dude's just a tryhard.
Well, you know, and Hammy, I don't want you to feel like I'm talking shit behind your fucking back, but because you're in the chat room and can hear me and shit, yeah.
No. Hammy's gonna get his chance to rebuttal.
He's waiting, excellent.
Waiting patiently on the line. And I'm gonna bring. We've actually got a lot of friends who are waiting patiently on the line. One of them, I'm gonna do them in order that they're on the board, and the next caller is Danny, Dan Talion. What's up, Danny?
Not much. I ride for my niggas, dog. You know what I'm saying? Fuck anybody that try to fuck with me, kitty fuck. That's all I got to say.
I second that one.
So, I'm just saying, Hammurabi, you don't goof, dude. Like, everybody on the internet fucking hates you because you tried to fucking cross me, kitty fuck, and you made her all mad and shit. And now you've turned everyone against you because you thought you were going to get some kind of epic troll, and it totally backfired on you. Now you made Meeps mad, and now everybody's mad at you.
What did he do specifically that made her mad?
Just trying to start drama. Drama that's not even funny. I mean, if you're going to try to start something, let it be funny.
No, did he say that Teardrop was going around going, you got small titties or something? I mean, what was
the deal? Here's the deal, okay? Anyone who's in any type of internet crew whatsoever knows point blank that there's loyalty between that crew. If they've been together for a fucking year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, there's an amount of trust that's there. You know, that's the way it is with people in Reaper Sick. I'm sure that's the way it is with people in Russell League. You know, I have no doubts. Yeah, I have lots of loyalty to the people who have loyalty to me and who have shown me that they won't fucking flip like you did. So don't even fucking try to spit shit at me,
Robbie,
bitch.
You never shown any reason to trust or to be loyal to you. I mean, you're just there. That's all you ever were, was just there.
I mean, exactly, dude. I mean, I'll give credit where credit's due. The Go Animate videos were funny, but literally, what have you done since then? What have you done since then? You hosted a Twitter bot that Vorbis made on a Twitter account. You know what I'm saying? Ever since then, you have, like, literally
I actually have a gripe, too. I have a gripe, too, and it's with Hammurabi and Jihad. I tried to turn over the keys to my show to them on Thursday night, and it was a total flop. So they owe me a radio show, both those guys.
Well, we can make it more entertaining tonight, and this can be a bench fight. How's that? We'll have a bench fight on your show.
Like fucking late night WWF.
Hell yeah, man.
You know, the shit is
Mole S-H-I-T.
Hey, and we got XU out, so that counts as Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh,
yeah,
it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better, kids.
I'm going to be Rikishi.
Oh, shit. He's going to do the stink face.
There's going to
You know what time it is.
Let's get ready to wrestle.
There we go.
All right, speaking of wrestling, let's bring on Ronald Langford now. Ronald, you're on the air. What's
up? Oh, shit.
Ronald Langford is actually on about 2,000 pounds of chemicals right now.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go, Ronald.
Apparently the
discussion tonight, well, first of all, I think you have mail or somebody added to your call, but... my guest tonight is Tier Coil, of course, and we've been talking about I guess Hammurabi's Code getting ejected from the wrestling. Who's left in the wrestling league now? I mean, two core members quit.
No, dude, I'll tell you, Ronald Langford is in the Russell League. I'll tell you, I'll list all the operators in the IRC. We have me, Ronald Langford, Nakash, Assert MacFags, and Meat Kitty Fuck is still a member once she comes back, because she's going to come back, because Meat Kitty Fuck is just never allowed to leave the internet. I mean, that's one of the rules of the internet. It's just an unwritten rule. It's just common knowledge. They didn't need to write it. So, obviously, Meat Kitty Fuck. And then, of course, we have our 40 Chinese boys that are uncredited members that do math constantly in a basement in Wisconsin. Those are our members. And then we have about 500 underground members. So.
And I do believe that on Tiny Chat, you stated that I was considered a full operator now.
Yes, Shadow DXS is going to get ops anytime he comes into Russell League chat from this point on.
Whoa.
Very well, then. Good. It's settled, then. So, Ronald, how do you feel about Hammurabi ejected?
Basically, I agree with Danny. Anyone who crosses Meep Kitty Fuck, they goofed. That's the bottom line.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, just to be fair, full disclosure, I'm kind of indifferent to this whole situation. I'm sort of neutral here. I don't really have any major qualms with Hammurabi other than the fact that he gets so butthurt when I put him on hold. Oh, he calls in every single time, like almost like like demanding, almost like as if he's entitled to be on the show first and forever.
Occupy.
Hey, Vince, I have a message from Schmoop.
What?
He says that he's listening and he's hungover and says hi.
Sweet, man. I hope you nurse that hangover. Lots of fluids. Drink some Gatorade, lots of ibuprofen, maybe even coat the stomach with some milk or bread.
Why are you telling him to take ibuprofen when he's hungover? He's already drank a lot of alcohol. If he takes ibuprofen, that's just going to do more damage to his liver. Are you trying to kill Schmoop? Is this a conspiracy?
Take some sort of pain.
I'm
going to
take a children's aspirin then.
You can do it. Yeah, children's aspirin, buffering.
Yes, aspirin. There we go. Aspirin.
Thank you. I have my apologies. Jesus Christ. Are you guys ready to bring on Hammurabi's Code after all this?
God.
Hell yes.
Let's get ready to rustle.
All right, let's fucking do it. Get it over with.
Okay, so just to get everybody up to speed that's listening, right now on the line we have Ronald Lankford, Shadow DXS, Danny Dantalian, and our guest, special guest tonight, Tearcoil of ReaperSec.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Can I make a request that since we were talking all this shit about Hammy and he didn't have a literal voice to throw up on the air, if you could just like either A, mute us, or like we could all like agree to not interrupt him and let him speak his fucking piece.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
You guys wanna, I'll bring him on and you guys
that's
just
fair.
self-mute and let him say his piece. And then I'll bring you guys back on. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna mute all you assholes. And except for my special guest, Tearcoil, he will remain unmuted.
All right.
So it's me and Tear, and we're gonna bring on Hammurabi and let him say his piece. He's been very, very patient. To his credit, very, very patient. Hammurabi's code, what's going on, dude?
Not a lot, Vince. How are you doing tonight?
Just doing the radio show. You know what it is.
Right. Yeah, I've been listening to all this, and it's really fucking puzzling. I mean, how does one quit the Wrestle League publicly and then be accused of being kicked out? That's not even that doesn't bother me one bit. I think it's this bullshit about I've somehow offended Meep, and I guess I did. I mean, she posted logs earlier. I'm sure somebody can throw it in the chat. I don't have it on hand, but go ahead and have a read for yourself. Bottom line, this shit is the gayest fucking shit I have ever been involved in. Basically what happened with the Meep quitting the internet or quitting Wrestle League and hating on everybody in there, including all of her best friends for 2 years. Apparently, after she had told me, you know, no, go ahead and hang out in IRC and this and that, she apparently changed her mind. And Jihad, since whoever owns the channel now doesn't know how to AOP or undo an AOP, didn't undo the AOP. When I went in, I got AOP'd, and that just set her off. And here we are. I mean, the fucked up thing about all this is I don't have any issues with Meep. All this really came from was me asking around about what the fuck happened to Shmoop, pretty much like anybody else. And, you know, there was a conversation with our good buddy Tyrone, and, you know, he kind of fucked me, which he knows. And out of respect to Tyrone, I won't post those logs. But bottom line, yeah, no, I kind of got fucked. But at the same time, I don't really give a shit. I really enjoyed Shmoop. I really enjoyed Danny and Zero. I mean, it's a good IRC channel. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
you're a nigga.
Right. So, you know, I've never shared info. I've never really asked for info, I guess, if I think about it.
All right, you mind if I butt in real quick?
Just, go bananas.
Just to address that situation right there, you said you've never requested info. All right,
I already
this whole
said
fucking
I asked
thing.
About
it, yeah. No, well, I'll be 100% clear since at the moment you want to act like a fucking pussy and not tell the whole goddamn story. So here's
oh, you want
the
me to
fucking
tell
deal.
Okay.
No. Here, listen.
No, it's cool. I get
when
the log. Shmoop, all right. I'll
when,
drop it.
When yeah. Shmoop. Oh, fucking drop it. I don't give a fuck. I'm fixing to explain what the hell happened right now. When
okay.
Shmoop quit for Shmoop's fucking reasons. Shmoop doesn't owe anybody except the people in his fucking crew an explanation. The only fucking reason that I know anything because I DM'd
through.
And
I was in
nigga,
Russell
League. You ain't fucking Russell League. You ain't ever been Russell League. You're a fucking internet troll. That's not a fucking part of a crew. You're a fucking troll, dude. You're a troll. Nothing.
What
you
are you?
Nothing else. To any
what
table.
Are you, Tyrone?
I am apparently a male dominatrix and fucking internet troll. So yeah.
Yeah, you troll.
But, this whole fucking thing spawned off of you asking and demanding to know what happened to Schmoop, and then fucking pulling some bullshit. He got banned. Nigga, you ain't got proof of shit. You're making fucking accusations
on nothing. The troll. That was the troll.
I even
said it on Vince's
show. That's what happened.
Show.
So you want to know what happened with that fucking fake-ass bullshit I dropped you?
Sure.
It's to get you to fuck off of shit you don't belong in.
Right.
Dude,
if
you
want
to belong... No, let me finish, and then you can have your say. You want to belong to a crew? You want to belong to a fucking sack of people? Then fucking do the shit the right way, man. Fucking talk to them. Don't fucking pull...
What do you think I tried to do?
Middle school bullshit, man. If you would have came to any of us, anyone in Reaper Sec, anyone in fucking Russell League, I am sure that everyone involved with those two crews...
Did I not go to you?
Took you serious.
What did you do?
No, you came to me in a fucking manner that was bullshit.
Let me
that
check
was bullshit.
This blog.
Don't
Let me,
fucking
yeah,
demand
that
a goddamn thing from anybody.
Okay,
you want to fucking
Captain
get information? Ask.
Why are you so Russell?
I ain't Russell, bitch. You're not fucking telling the full story. You're trying to come off like you quit. Nah, nigga, you were fired. You were kicked out because no one else fucking wanted you there but didn't have the heart to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Period,
man. Tell me, period. So coming at you the wrong way is after you put something on Twitter about having my docs, me saying, where are my docs? And
I don't know who the fuck you are. I only know the state you live in. That's all. That's all I've got on you.
Oh, I know.
I ain't even gonna play.
So I mean, that's literally how this started, and then it revolves into me asking you, like, do you actually have any information? Like, do you know if he's all right? You know.
I know he's all
right. And that's what I asked. And then you're like, no, I'll tell you the story. Just take a timestamp picture and send that shit to me.
Let me upload this motherfucker. You want to talk about this shit.
After that.
You were sexy as fuck in that picture. I'll be completely honest with you, Hammy.
Story. Give me a bullshit story. Then day one to yourself. Didn't know what tab you were in. Because you're elite, and posted your fucking explanation to Meep in my fucking window, and then apologized your balls off like, sorry, dude. So don't give me your fucking faggoty ass shit about, oh, I'm fucking the crew king, man. I've been in so many crews and shit.
Hang the this fuck on, homie. I got some logs for you. I'll drop real fucking talk on you.
Okay,
you
drop
fucking
a real fucking talk on me.
Alright, let's do this.
All right, we have.
I was trying to be nice to you, man. Period.
I'm gonna one
being
by
nice
one.
To you is fucking me over? How the fuck does that work?
Fucking
Hello?
You over?
Is this on?
And then after
Hello?
You threatened
one,
threat you to
two,
threat
two,
to fucking screenshot it, you're like, you went and ran to Meeps and told her you fucked up. And that's when she got pissed.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna bring on Shadow DXS. He wants to weigh in here. Go ahead, Shadow.
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, what's going on? Hammy, my main concern, dude, is ever since you've been in, you kind of always have this approach of, you know, kind of demanding shit out of people. Like we owe you explanations for everything that we say and do, even when it doesn't involve.
How is demanding to ask a question? First of all, explain me that.
What I'm trying to say is, you don't really come across as asking people questions. It's always, even if we don't give you an answer, it's like, how dare we not fucking tell you what it is you want to know? and you come at us like...
What have I asked for, Shadow?
Just random shit that we've had in PMs before. I mean, I'm not trying to be too specific with the shit, because the shit that we talked about was stupid crap, and some of it a little sensitive.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I don't... I can't really, like, dog on you 100%, because, I mean, you're not really a threat to anybody, but at the same time, you're like that little annoying kid that really wants to be a part of, like, you know, something bigger than himself. And, I mean, it's... I just want to know, what the fuck is your problem? I mean, do you want to, like, be friends with everybody, or do you want to be, like, you know, super dick? What is it, man? What do you want out of
artists? I just fuck around on the internet. I mean, I didn't realize I had to have a purpose surfing the internet.
Okay.
I get it. You guys probably have goals for your interneting and shit. I pretty much just kind of fuck around on the internet, dude. Like, oh,
well,
you know.
Well, if that's what you
want to
do, that's cool, man.
Somebody, I'm gonna
they got 4chan for places like that, okay? You don't need to go.
No, if you
want to
fucking be, if you want to be on the internet and fucking hang around and just hang out, you know, that's cool, that's fine. But don't come off like you're fucking trying to be a part of something. That's where the fucking mix-up was. You want to be a troll? That's fine. I can respect you as a troll.
You kind of need lessons of trolling, though, to be honest. Because you're not that funny.
Amen.
Hey, I'll take one of you, dude, Shadow. I'll take one of you, dude.
What'd you say?
I said, I'll take those lessons when you do. Maybe we can schedule a class together. Afterwards, we can do some Pilates.
Yeah, oh, right. God. My fat ass is going to do Pilates.
Dude,
that's
I'll
funny.
Help you. I'll help you stretch out, bro.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to fart in your face.
Please don't do that. That's...
Well, then don't fucking offer me to do Pilates. It's just that simple. I mean, do you really want to put pressure on my stomach after I eat cheese pizza and just, like, you know, exhale all the evil shit inside of me?
You make a good point, Shadow. You make a good point. Now, here's the deal, dude. I've talked with Shmoop prior to joining the Wrestle League, and I think it was, from what I've been getting back recently, it was pretty much just him who really wanted me in. And had I known that, you know, I'm really not the type of person to be somewhere I'm not wanted. Had me been straight up and just been like, hey, I can't fucking stand you, and, you know, the one person who liked you's gone, and now just basically get the fuck out, we're going to ban you, I would have been like, cool, man. All right.
Well, hey, you remember what I was telling
myself.
You? You remember what I was telling you back in ReaperSec? That a lot of people were uncomfortable with how it was that you were coming on as far as, like, you know, asking a lot of questions and trying to get all personal and shit in everybody's business. And I told you that I was really
what?
The only one that
I don't understand
involved.
This personal shit in people's business.
No. I mean, like, whenever somebody was asked a question by you and we didn't give you a definite answer, you would keep pressing the issue.
What kind of questions, though, dude? That's
anything.
I don't think I've asked any
anything.
Real fucking serious questions. Even
okay.
The shit about Shmoop wasn't like this most
listen,
serious
listen
question.
To me, I don't have the physical logs right in front of me right now. But if I really went back and fucking dug through it, I'd be more than happy to give you every single example under the sun out of every little annoying fucking thing you ever did. Okay? I'm not the person to ask that kind of shit to, because I will provide that kind of shit. But the point of the matter is, it's just your personality type. I mean, when somebody doesn't want to give you an answer, I'm like, you repeated the same thing over and over. Like, why? When I wouldn't give you an answer. And when I told you that I didn't want to talk about it, you were like, oh, what, are you mad? Like, that was supposed to be your fucking troll attempt. But, I mean, the thing I'm trying to get at is, you know, I tried to tell you in the beginning that a lot of people were uncomfortable with you and how you were talking to them. And you go, well, nobody's saying anything. It's like, I'm trying to tell you, I'm the only one that's really got the balls to say it to you at this point. So, I mean, the fact that it's gotten up to this, whatever the fuck this is, because I'm not even 100% sure what the fuck happened.
Oh, me neither.
Ridiculous. I mean, I don't care who's right and who's wrong. I'm going to stick up for the people that I'm loyal to who are loyal to me. And those people at this time have always been ReaperSec, and with the extension on that of Wrestle League.
Very well said. Very well said. Speaking of Wrestle League, let's bring on Danny. Danny, what's going on? What's your take on this?
My take, I don't know. I just wanted to ask Hammerati, where are you from? What part of the country are you from? Just
Colorado.
Give a brief. Colorado. Hammerati, do you like pancakes?
Who doesn't like pancakes?
Yeah,
exactly. Pancake your ass back to Colorado out of Wrestle League.
You corny motherfucker.
Oh,
it's
God.
About loyalty,
right? What a hard show.
That's all it boils down to is loyalty.
Hey, Hammurabi, if you're looking for a crew to hang out with, I heard Anonymous is looking for new people all the time.
Yeah, dude, you can join Anon. You can go hang with Server EXE and Charlie Long, dude. I mean, it's cool.
Sweet.
Okay.
You can hang with Nazi Sec. You can hang out with. You could go join Nazi Sec, dude.
What the hell is that? I don't.
You could join Nazi Sec.
What
you can hang with Times.
You know.
And
no.
Oh, you're a nigga. You're a nigga.
So let me get this straight. Basically what it boils down to, because you and I have talked today, and, you know, I mean, this is a public show for Meeps. Just really hoping Meeps is watching. I mean, I get it, dude. You really got to get your Meeps back.
Why do people
do what you
always
gotta
refer
do.
To my show as, like viewers and watching? It's a radio show. You're not watching anything. You're listening.
Well, they could be watching the chat. They could be watching the chat.
Yeah,
but you can't watch a radio show, dumbass.
That's what I'm saying.
I just need to know something real quick. Can somebody verify for me whether or not alcohol is an instrument?
It is when you're drunk. It's only an instrument when you're drunk.
A lot of things. It qualifies as a lot of things.
I think it depends on how much tinfoil and potatoes are involved.
If you're really drunk, your dick's an instrument. Just saying.
That's an instrument anyway.
True.
God, you're gay. Anyway, yeah, thank you. Hi, Vince.
Hi. How are we doing, everybody? Have we worked things out yet? Is everything okay?
I got a fart.
Because if not, I have a caller right now who we haven't heard from in a long time who would like to mediate the situation, if you don't mind.
No joy.
Sure.
All right.
Brown.
Okay, so hopefully this is like when there's some sort of hostility, and there needs to be some mediation, and you call in a diplomat. You know, you're calling somebody like Kissinger, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton.
I'm so afraid.
Sometimes I think this situation requires a mediator of sorts, a third party, somebody. Somebody that can kind of see the forest for the trees. And I'm referring to our good friend, Retarded Chris. What's up, Retarded Chris?
Everyone needs to stop fighting, because Hammurabi is a faggot.
What's up, Darko?
What's going on, Vince?
Oh, well...
Darko, you're the biggest faggot on the internet. You're just going off with him the other day.
Don't make fun of Retarded Chris. I will kick you in your fucking tiny balls.
Sweet.
Yeah, dude, that's not even politically correct, man.
What? Anyway. So, yeah, man, those are pretty sweet docs on the one remaining survivor of the Lanza family, bro. I mean, that was awesome, bro. Social security number and everything?
I didn't. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about.
He was a lame, wannabe, edgy, freaking hipster. He deserved to get doxxed.
Let Retarded Chris talk. I want to hear him speak.
Yes,
he posts on /FA/. Anybody who posts on there deserves
Danny,
to get doxxed.
Danny, shut up.
All right, you know what? Everybody's going to be I'm sorry. Chris, hang on a second. Hang on just a second, Chris. Just 1 second. Once again. If you're joining us late, it's Vince in the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's Saturday night. My special guest tonight is Tear Coil from Reaper Sec, we've been, I don't know, we've gone off on this Hammurabi tangent for quite a good portion of the show. I wanted to give Chris a forum to express himself, but people keep talking over him. So we're gonna give Chris a chance to talk with everybody else muted. Of course, myself and Tyr will be unmuted, but everybody else will be muted. And go ahead, retarded Chris, please. You have the floor.
Basically, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like usual. But I can't even make tea. So, I didn't dox anyone. But I know what you're talking about. And whoever did it, they got the docs right, you stupid fuck. But they just did the wrong brother. And also I hear a lot of people arguing about Hammer Hammurabi code. And I just want to say that people just need to stop because look at him. I mean, if you had to go through life looking like that, that's bad enough. I mean, he makes fun of me. I'm retarded. So, come on, man. You're gonna make fun of a retard. Why don't you pick on like T-Coil or really, when it comes down to it, you're half retarded also. I didn't dox anyone, so I don't know why you're blaming me. I think they took it off anyways, because they realized that it was the wrong person. And Hammurabi, a lot of people are talking about that you're a fed online, and you log everything, which is really weird. So the question I have for you is why do you log everything?
What do I? Oh, so wait, I log the same RRC shit that everybody logs.
I mean, it's just it's kind of weird how you ask people questions and you're real persistent, and you have to know everything. I mean, the bottom line is everyone's annoyed with you.
Okay.
I mean, are you mad?
Am I mad? No. I'm pretty good.
Are you Jimmy's wrestled at all?
No. Come on, man.
Hey, you want him to?
Not even a little bit? I mean, goddamn. I will even admit that I've had my Jimmy's wrestled. They have it on tape. You know,
I guess they're wrestled in the sense that...
What the hell is the background noise?
Fuck is that?
Oh, that's Chris. He decided to tune to another radio station while he's still on my show. What a dick.
Well, he's a retard. So.
Oh, man, I apologize, folks. I apologize to you, Tyrcoil. This was supposed to be a celebration of you and Reaper Sec. I keep wanting to saying Reaper Sec.
Yeah, Reaper Sec, Reaper Sec. Might as well be shit. Smoke a fucking joint right now.
Yeah, let's do that. And why don't we, while we do that, speaking of, oh my God, it's been quite a freak show tonight, as per usual. And as much of a train wreck this show has been so far, I've been pretty well entertained. I hope Tyrcoil, I hope this hasn't been too painful for you.
No, I've enjoyed it.
All right. Well, the freak show will continue here in just moments. We're going to take a break and listen to another request by Tear Coil. This is Silverchair and Freak.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili.
Parliamo di Renzo Rocco, c'è un fumare in balcone.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host. We're in the second hour. Things were popping there in the first hour. I'm still here with my special guest tonight, Tyr Coil from Reaper's Sec. Thanks once again, Tyr, for co-hosting here with me. I would love to. This has been kind of cool. I know that a lot of Reaper's Sec is listening, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, you guys are welcome to be special guests, you know, every Saturday night. I don't care.
Nice. I had to refresh a window, so if you said anything specific to me, I kind of missed it.
Oh no, I was just kind of kissing your ass. Stalling for time.
Oh, well, fuck. I'm kind of sad I missed that one.
That's right. So Tyr Coil and I are here. We're into the second hour. If you're just joining us, we do still have the same panel pretty much that we had in the first hour.
All right, good.
I think we lost Ronald Lankford. Thank you, Ronald Lankford, for joining us in the first hour. We also have Shadow DXS on the panel still, Danny Dantalian, Retarded Chris, Hammurabi's Code, and now we're going to add our good friend for the second hour. We lose a Ronald Lankford, but we gain an Anon Sicko. What's up, Sicko?
Hello. How's everybody doing tonight?
What's up, Sicko?
Not much. Just chilling. Getting drunk.
Well,
yeah.
That's good. What are you drinking?
A vodka.
Nah, you fucking pussy. Why does everybody drink vodka? I don't fucking understand that shit. I drank that when I was like 16 years old.
Yeah. I'd rather drink vodka than most other liquors. I mean, there are other liquors out here, but vodka is cheap.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Danny Dantalian. Danny Dantalian, what did he get muted for? Was he spamming?
Yeah, he was asking
if on mute. Yes, yeah. You are on mute. You're on mute in the chat. You just muted yourself. I will cancel that mute. There you go. You're unmuted, Danny Dantalian.
See, he loves Sicko, you, Danny.
Sicko, what was on your mind? What did you want to chime in about?
I don't know. Turquo wanted to ask me a question or something.
Oh, yeah.
When we started the show,
we started the show, and Tyr Coil said, "Hey, Sicko, you got to call in." And here he is, Tyr Coil. What's up?
Yep. Listen to last night's show, and you were talking about free speech and the issue with the Twitter account that was made making fun of the kids that were shot up in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, why is it – I mean – I don't want to fucking sound too much like a moral fag here, even though I know I'm going to, but that's fine. Why do you feel that things that just disgusting should be allowed to continue? Because, I mean, be honest. I mean, did you find that account funny at all?
Absolutely not.
Humor,
and I don't want people to
whatever
think that I was defending the jokes and was entertained by the jokes or anything like that, because that's definitely not the case. I thought it was disgusting. I thought it was horrible. If I knew the person in real life, I'd punch him in the fucking mouth. But the reason why I think that it shouldn't be allowed is because once you start banning speech like that, it opens up the floodgates to who gets to determine what's sick and what's not. eventually, you know, if you start banning speech like that, eventually it's gonna come around where anything that offends anybody gets banned, and a lot of the shit that I say offends people, and I personally never want to see myself censored because one person or a group of people or whatever get offended. So it's better just to ignore people like that. But
yeah,
the person started this Twitter account. They have, when everybody was raising this big fuss about him, they had 20 followers. 20
yeah.
followers. That means if you don't retweet their stuff, 20 sick individuals will see this and get a kick out of it. But it's not getting back to the families of these people.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
It's not hurting these people who were affected by this. I'm 100% certain that the families who had just lost their children weren't scanning Twitter like, ooh, I wonder what troll accounts were made. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
It was things in poor taste like that, I just ignore.
Exactly. I mean, if you ignore them, they'll get bored with it and they'll move on. But, you know, we all like and love Shmoop. And Shmoop said a lot of shit that people would have found just as offensive as what these other people were saying. So,
oh, absolutely.
So what's the difference between censoring these people and censoring Shmoop? And we all know...
Oh, yeah, nigga! Yeah, nigga!
If Shmoop had been censored, we all would have raised hell and burnt shit down because of it. So, I mean, it's the same shit.
Yeah, but where do you draw the line? I mean, do you draw a line?
No, absolutely not, because who gets to determine who that line is? Do you know what I mean? Is it you? Is it me? Because we both disagree on a lot of shit.
I can't
you know
believe
what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I played Silverchair on my show.
Yeah, neither can I, Vince. Neither can I.
It's all good.
But, you know, who gets to determine where that line is? Our government? You know,
our
government's shown... Exactly. Our government's shown in the past that they don't have the best interest of the people in their hearts. So do they get to determine it? Does a mob of angry people on the internet get to determine that? Because that doesn't work out so well either.
I think there's two courts of public opinion now. I think there's the court of public opinion, and then there's the internet court of public opinion. And sometimes they don't jive. And sometimes they don't jive.
And that's what I'm saying. And things that are acceptable on the internet or are put up with on the internet, well, I'll put it like that instead, aren't necessarily things that would be put up with in real life. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So again, if I knew who created that account and they lived next door to me, I'd go and beat the fuck out of them for that shit. That shit was disgusting.
Yeah.
But I don't get to determine what is okay for people to say and what isn't, because I'm not always in the right. You know what I mean? I make mistakes just as much as everybody else. You know, and when somebody's censored like that, it opens up a floodgate to censor anything. You know, eventually it won't just be speech like that that's censored. It'll be political speech. And for most of us are on Twitter for the most part for some kind of political reason, regardless of which side of the fence you fall on.
Mole, S-H-I-T.
I agree, Charlie. Some people are on Twitter just to follow porn stars.
Right. Well, I said most
yes.
of us, and I meant most
that's
of
what
us
initially,
like
that's what I thought it was for initially. I
yes.
was like, oh, sweet, I can connect with, say, Jelena Jensen. I can find out when she's dancing, when her latest clips, her latest scenes, her latest portfolio shots. I thought that was what it was designed for, was to aggregate your porn. Like Pornhub, YouPorn, Braziers. Jesus, God, I could just be here all day. All right, hey, let's bring on another caller. We're going to slowly bring back the panel. Danny Dantalian's with us. Go ahead, Danny, you're back. Did you want to chime in about something?
Yeah, about the censoring trolls or whatever.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, I know, and it's wrong, because you're an enemy of the First Amendment when you censor trolls.
Oh, no, I will totally support you if you have some sort of First Amendment issue, but my chat room is and my show is not, you know, it's not a free speech zone. Let's put it that way.
You know what? Well, the minute people start trying to take the First Amendment away from trolls, trolls are going to start utilizing the Second Amendment.
Let me ask you a second.
Danny, what did you say right before that?
I can't remember. It was probably had something to do with what you said right before
It was right before that, though. What was that?
Yeah, but it probably had something to do with what you were saying right before what I said.
It was something before that.
It was probably something before what I said before you said what before you said what.
This is what he said, Vince, okay? He said that if you don't allow free speech in your chat and on your blog, then I think it would only be fair to message out to every single brony on Twitter that Blog Talk Radio Vince in the Bay is a brony safe area, and they can come here and chat directly with you.
Good idea.
All right, they love you.
Let's bring back Shadow DXS. Shadow, you're back too.
I'm actually for bringing the Brodies on here because I ain't had a...
Mute him. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my bad, bro. Yeah. So my guest host tonight, Tearcoil, he's got carte blanche. So that's Shadow, 2 minutes. Shadow, 2 minutes. Mute. Should I mute him in the chat room too? Is he even in there? Yeah, he's in there. We'll mute
him. Yeah, he's in there. Yeah, he's their power. 2 minutes.
Shadow, so when Shadow's when his account in the chat room is reinstated in about 2 minutes, we will bring him back live on the show. So he's sort of in the he's in the virtual penalty box right now.
Well, I mean, he wanted to be all serious about bringing bronies here, and that's just
that was a bad idea. That was the red flag should have gone off right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God. Well, we only have 40 minutes left, people. So if you want to get on this, you have to do it quick.
Yeah.
We have Shadow DXS on timeout. Danny Dantalion is here. I'm going to bring back Retarded Chris. Retarded Chris, are you still there?
No. Oh, what's going on, guys? Rock and roll.
Hey, Retarded Chris, can you do an impression for me?
Go ahead.
Can you do an impression of someone who's not retarded?
I could try to sound like it's Dan Hammurabi, but he's a fucking retard. I could try to sound like Schmoop.
All right.
Really? I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
What's going on, guys? What's going on? Got my 40 over here. Drinking some beer. It's fucking wasted.
No.
I don't know. Right. Judges?
Yeah. You're a nigga! You're a nigga!
No, I'm looking at 4 out of 10.
That's a
4
out of 10. That's a 4 out of 10 on
Smoke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, that was a little closer.
Jeez.
That's even better.
He had the cadence down. He had the cadence and the verbosity of speech down, but he didn't have the actual accent down.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Nice try.
Oh.
Thanks for
bidding.
I tried my hardest.
Yeah, I bet. All right, let's bring back Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's back on the panel.
Howdy.
Hammurabi is just private messaging me, asking me how to grow a second penis.
I need to know answers to everything. You guys are right. I ask a lot of personal questions. I don't let it go. I don't know what to say, man. I guess you guys are right. I ask a lot of questions. And anybody who asks questions, we all know, is a fed. And, I mean, you guys...
So you're,
you're admitting to being a Fed right now, right?
I'm CIA, I'm FBI.
Okay, so you're admitting it.
IC,
on air.
IC3. Dude, I've put in a lot of work to have all those, you know, I can go into any cafeteria anywhere, slap down my CIA, FBI, FSB, NSA, IC3 card, and shit, I pretty much eat for free.
So what you're telling me is that no respectable hacker group at all should trust you in any fucking light, and you should probably go and get engaged to someone like, Sue Basco.
Oh, dude. Did you hack me? Did you know we've been camming up?
Yeah. I mean, I can talk to her right now.
Listen, Hammurabi, first of all, you're not a Fed, because I would know if you're a Fed, because I'm a Fed. I'm literally in my dorm at Quantico right now, drunk off my ass and from my computer. So
nice.
You're not a Fed.
Dude, you should know the handshake. I've tried to give you the handshake, and you haven't gotten it out right yet.
I like big tits.
Well, see, that's because you keep...
Incorrect. You do not like big tits. I thought you were homosexual. I'm pretty sure I have that in my liner notes here somewhere.
I like big firm tits.
Oh.
Retarded Chris, let's bring the subject matter away from internet drama for a minute, and let's talk about the dangers of child abuse. Because retarded Chris is actually a victim of child abuse, isn't that right, retarded Chris?
Oh, I'm a survivor.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, can you explain exactly where exactly your daddy wrestled you?
If you listen to some of my calls, actually it's my uncle.
Oh yeah, it's your uncle. That's right. I remember. See, the way that retarded Chris vents his frustrations at his abuse is he makes prank calls to local establishments and tries to tell them about the agony that he went through, but nobody ever listens because they just think it's a prank.
Well, I mean, sometimes when I bend over, the one time, he, was like, retarded Chris, I'll wipe my ass for you, and he wiped my ass, whoa.
I just spit shit all over my monitor.
He wiped my asshole, and then he put his finger, in my butt.
There's literally little sprinkles of beer spit all over my monitor.
I love big tits.
Oh my god.
But, I have been a victim of molestation, and it's really not that funny, guys.
Is that retarded Chris rage typing?
No, that's me. Hold on. I'm talking to somebody.
I don't want to.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. I'd like to make an announcement. Shadow DXS, a.k.a. Oh, God. Derp Hour in the chat is out of the penalty box, and he's unmuted. Welcome back, DX Shadow.
Thank you. I wanted to apologize for my previous comment.
You better.
And teardrop, I'll see you in IRC, you little faggot.
Oh, I'm so afraid.
You better be.
Oh, you know what? You guys should be really
just
afraid.
Just wear a shirt.
Guess what? This guy, Guest, GU357, he's on the line, and he wants to talk. He's threatening to hang up. I'm afraid he might... rage quit the internet like a lot of people are doing. So I'm going to bring him on. Let's see what he has to say.
All right.
Go ahead, Rage, or guest, you're on.
GU357, yes, you've got to at least be master done. What I want to talk about is why does Russell Lee only have 309 followers if they're so fucking badass? That's what I want to know. Why are they so fucking badass if they have 309 followers? They do nothing. Meep Kitty fuckers out there fucking kitties right now, and nobody's stopping it. No one.
Someone's mad.
Yeah, it sounds like mad to me. Is this, dude, is this Gatsu?
Tammy called me Gatsu the other goddamn day, and I had a Guy Fox mask on. Seriously. I mean, just because I sound like somebody, does it mean I'm somebody?
I don't know. You fucking tell me, man. I mean...
No, you tell me. You're the motherfucker with the fucking... You have to figure it out, apparently.
Oh, this guy, he sounds more retarded than me.
Damn.
Well, if anybody's more retarded than you, it must be me, apparently. I mean, I will take that upon my presence, and I will throw that into a bomb state.
I mean, what are you going to do, man? Are you going to come at me?
I'm going to rage.
I'm coming at you, bro.
Well, see, my question is why do you even give a fuck? Do you gauge the importance of somebody off of... No, do you gauge the importance of somebody off of how many followers they have on Twitter?
Apparently so.
No.
I mean, seriously, that's really reality-based, and I smell potato right now, and I don't have enough tinfoil to cover you up.
Oh,
damn. You're talking about potatoes and shit. You make me hungry. You give me the drunk munchies and shit, though, dude.
I know, right?
Talking about
I ain't even got no food in the house, and you're talking about... And they have
309 followers.
Hey, dude. Chill out. Hey, let's talk about food, though. Let's talk about food.
Do I have to put, wait a second. Do I have to institute chat room?
No, Vince. No, you don't have to become a fascist. Just chill. Oh. We're going to talk about food.
What's happening?
Let's talk about it.
We're going to talk about food.
Like men.
What kind of food?
Vince, this radio show is about food now.
Cookies.
So go ahead and give a recipe, Vince. What are you making for Christmas Eve, Vince?
SpaghettiOs.
I'm a fascist. I have people that arrange that for me.
What you know what I'm making for Christmas Eve? Everybody usually at my family makes one dish. Each person makes one dish. You know what I'm going to make? Guess where I got the recipe.
Food.
I got the recipe from 4chan, and guess what I'm making?
Oh,
this
God,
is the only
so
useful thing.
Ask.
This is the only useful thing I've ever gotten from 4chan.
Oh, I know what it is.
Change the subject.
I know what it is. You're making a flashlight.
No, I'm going to make it. Okay, all right, get this. You take the cookie dough, chocolate chip cookie dough, and you make s'mores. Then you wrap the chocolate chip cookie dough around the s'mores, and you bake that shit. And it's fucking dead.
Hell yeah.
Who the fuck are you, Subasco?
I don't get down like
that. Is this
the
Subasco channel? Seriously.
Who the fuck is this?
I don't get down like that.
Seriously.
I'm fucking attention whore.
Wrap the cookie dough. You sound like a fucking pussy. Somebody needs to take you back to your mommy's house. They need to fucking wrap you up in a fucking head wrap.
Yeah, I'm a
feltro. Dude, seriously, like, go
jump on
someone.
Dude, what is even going on this radio show, dude? Everybody's talking at once. And somebody's talking about Subasco. I was
talking
about s'mores.
You're talking about making cookie dough wrap.
I'd rather have...
Seriously.
Shut up.
Seriously.
Shut up.
Who the fuck
are
you?
Shut the fuck up. I'd rather hear about cookie dough wrap than your fucking gay ass.
Wait. Hold on a second. Let me address this person that was speaking to me. Hold on a second. Were you upset that I was...
Okay. All right. The people that were arguing are in the green room now arguing. That would be, I guess, Shadow DXS, Danny, and Guest. That was getting a little bit out of hand.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree, Vince. It's getting way out of hand.
And I apologize to my special guest tonight, Tear Coil. This show has a tendency to go off the rails real quick, and... Yeah, it turns into audio spaghetti. It's horrible, and I apologize for that.
Oh, it's fine, man. Just that guest dude, GU357. He was brought to my attention earlier, anyway. So I knew about him before
Here's what I'm thinking. Danny and Shadow are tag teaming his ass in the green room. Totally poning him. And I'm guessing within like a minute or two here, guest 357 is going to hang up. I'm just waiting.
So one can only hope. I mean, dude sounded like a straight faggot anyway, and I mean that in the purest fucking sense. No one can be that goddamn dick jumping happy and not be a faggot just because that motherfucker. 300 and who gives a fuck if Russell League has 309 followers?
Yeah, dude.
who gives a flying shit?
It's content. It's whatever, dude. It is what it is. Some accounts have their own little audience, their own little universe, and it consists of maybe 1,000 people or less. Big deal. Who cares?
Yeah.
I really don't care about followers. I don't give a shit. I just like. I like to have my timeline stimulate me, so I follow people that I find interesting, and that's it. But sometimes I tweet a lot. I think that turns people off. That's probably why I don't get an influx of followers, because people kind of, this is interesting. Oh, dude, this guy is a little over the top. I'm out of here. Douche.
Hey, it's Vince. It's Greg Keeper.
Yeah,
I just want to interject right quick. You know, Gatso's complaining. Well, he's only Gatso, Mr. Gatso guest.
Uh-huh.
He's complaining about the number of followers, and he's only got like 60-some, so he hasn't earned the right to fix yet.
Wait a second. Hang on. Hold on a second. Are you telling me guest is Gatso?
He sounds a lot like him.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounds a lot like him. We've been in tiny chat with him before.
I get so many goddamn trolls. It's, you got to beat them. You got to get on your hands and knees and just pull them out by the root. It sucks.
Well, see, I won't say completely that it is him for sure, because I'd have to go back and listen to some of the shit we've recorded about him and whatever, but... No, yeah, it sounds an awful lot like him. And CK's right. The motherfucker wants to talk about followers. He's got like 60 people. He got pissed off because Barrett Brown was banned. Decided that he was gonna start poking at ReaperSec like this fucking bastard could do shit. Comes into our IRC naked, no protection, no Tor, no VPNs, nothing. Just fucking blatant IP showing, and then, that's not me. Fuck you, faggot. So, yeah, Mr. Leet Haxer over.
Well,
he can keep pretending.
Speaking of which, the three guys are still in the green room going at it. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to peek in there and see what's going on, and I'll be right back. Hang on.
All right, that should be fun.
Can any of you faggots hear me?
Yes, yeah. Hammurabi.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Hammurabi.
That
what's up, Darko? Retarded Chris is still here.
No, let's call him by his name, Darko. Dub DSSD Dumber. Or whatever the fuck. Super Schnoz.
Why are you so butthurt?
Dude, I didn't like, just like Vince didn't like what you did the other day, I didn't fucking like that. I don't like being called a fucking fed by somebody I don't ever fucking talk to. That's just how that is. If I started outing you as a fucking fed to all your little crew or your one-man CD crew or whatever, I mean, I know where you came from, bro.
I didn't drop that doc. That wasn't me. Stop slandering me.
Oh God, are you about to call?
I'm sorry. Once again, big ups.
Retarded Chris is gonna basco me, Vince.
Hang on.
Bullshit.
First of all, I want to say big ups to guest or GU 357. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. That was interesting. But we're now left. Oh, I'm sorry, Shadow. You didn't deserve a timeout. Shadow, you're unmuted. I'm sorry. I don't know why I unmuted you.
That's why nobody was hearing shit I was saying. I was fucking muted.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I feel like such a dumbass. I've been talking the whole fucking time.
Master Troll gets trolled by Vince in the Bay.
Oh,
well,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? This is what I say to all my my listeners and callers. When I post my show, the archived, if you called into the show and you were on the panel and I dipped you in the green room a few times, you might want to listen to back to just to figure out what actually made it on air.
Vince, me and some of the boys over at Reaper Sec got a little thing going on that we like to do. It's called snuggle fucking. And when I meet you in person, I'm going to snuggle fuck you.
God damn no! I'm gonna have to wear a Kevlar bodysuit.
It ain't gonna help.
It's not gonna help. Trust me. If he's threatening to snuggle fuck you, it's gonna be warm and cuddly and kind of lumpy.
You're gonna hate life, and I'm gonna love it. My sweaty fat just caressing your fucking fuzzy ass.
Oh my god! Can we get some ladies to call in? Worth of the world, somebody.
Please, Jesus.
Somebody, just help us. Nikki smokes a lot. Nikki, call in, save us. We need some help here. This
robotic
is just
on too. Fuck it.
What you
yeah,
want?
I'm about to start getting naked.
Huh? What?
He's threatening to get naked.
Who?
Please. Someone fucking save us from this shit.
Here, God. You love it.
No. Why don't you snuggle fuck with Hammurabi for a little bit? I'm sure he could use a hug.
You know, I've seen his face, and he just don't look like the snuggle fuck kind. He looks more like the sodomy kind.
I will sodomize you, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. The semi Burt Reynolds mustache there kind of fucking says that you'd enjoy being sodomized, so.
Buddy, god damn.
Yeah.
Fuck you in the ass. I am coming to Florida. To fuck you in the ass.
Okay.
All right, That's enough of that talk. Hey, we got more callers. Let's bring on another caller who wants to talk to, who has a question for retarded Chris, I believe. This is John Theismann. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, John Theismann. How you gentlemen doing tonight?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Fabulous.
Now, I'm Doc Scogester. And this retarded Chris fella might be a bit homosexual, and I'm calling to find out if that's true.
Oh, why, you want to respect your name?
Actually, your mother loved when I fucked her. So I might not be, buddy.
I'll also be dropping a zero day in the chat here momentarily.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, faggot.
You're gonna drop a publicly available chat log on the internet. You're gonna link to that. You know that's gonna be.
If that's what it takes. Look at my work. I dox the jester.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you're gonna get indicted, dude.
He is going to link to a publicly available chat log.
I don't know why. You're a joke, buddy. Hang up the phone.
Danny, you're back. Danny was on timeout. Sorry, Danny. Danny, what's up?
Nothing, man. I'm just going to piss live on your radio show because you muted me this long.
You're starting to sound like you're starting to sound like the new Hammurabi's Code, the person that just is butthurt about getting muted.
Yeah, cool.
Yep, he's peeing, all right.
Retarded Chris, I want your corn.
Oh,
you're pissing in a fucking 40 bottle again.
Oh,
I don't get down like that.
Oh, tell me all your devilish secrets.
Apparently
now.
You do get down
bullshit
like that.
Answers now. Come on, tell me. I must know.
Did you finally get that, Shadow?
I wasn't even paying attention to my laptop, man. I was wondering what the fuck that noise of beep was. And all of a sudden, it was just Tim Robbie in my screen.
Good.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've
been doing that
to
everybody.
Tell me.
All right. Am I on mute again?
No, you're on mute.
Oh, yeah, I had to take care of that real quick.
Fucking around.
You're
no, just Vince, if you're going to mute me, dude, I don't have a problem with you muting me. Just tell me before you mute me. Just be like, all right, man, I'm going to mute
check
you.
Check this out. Check that. This is how it works. They have a little animated voice
Yeah, but I can't always hear that because I'm usually heavily intoxicated when I call into your show. It's the only way I can deal with it.
You might be an alcoholic or a redneck.
Can I talk on my own goddamn show?
No. This is entire toilet show. This isn't even your show, Vince.
I'm getting some hideous echo.
Dude, I gotta make sure which of these cans is actual beer and which can is piss, so I don't drink the wrong one.
Drink the piss. Do it.
Dude, I don't know how to tell the difference anymore. Fuck, I have them all in the same area.
Wait a minute, you said it's a can?
Yeah, well, I killed one 40-ounce earlier, and then
right,
I went
well,
to drinking the cup.
Just the lip of the can.
Stop it. God,
you
I wish I could meet you motherfuckers.
You will lose one of your penises.
God.
It'll be a bad scene.
I don't want to hear about dicks and penises.
You're going to drop a zero day.
Heading in the road.
All right. X you out in the chat room says, give a big ups to Meeps, respect. So I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, I'd like
for
to
real,
give
man.
A big ups to Meeps, respect, too.
No, fuck you, Robbie.
Shut up,
baby.
Don't even do
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
but
for real, because you are talking to the wrong fucking people.
But I actually do respect Meeps, as you
then fucking show
lot.
It, don't talk it.
Dude, if you respected Meeps, you wouldn't have done all this bullshit and caused all this drama.
You have no idea. I offered to give you the fucking log of what happened. You shut the fuck up, man.
I saw the log of what
get
happened.
Get your drunk ass on here and talk shit.
Dude, I saw the log of what happened.
No, all you right. didn't.
And
so
for real,
do you want me to fucking paste it to you? Dude,
you
I'm serious. No, no, Hammurabi, no. You're not going to make me get serious on the fucking internet. I'm sorry, I refuse. You won't. You won't. Let's play some croquet with some fucking albatrosses because we're not getting serious on the internet today. It's not going to happen.
Hey, Danny. Danny, I'm going to touch you. Okay.
No, you're not.
I'm going to touch you.
It's not going to happen. We're going to play some croquet, we're going to eat some fucking cookie dough s'mores, and we're going to drink some 24 ounces with albatrosses and Asian water goats.
Fatal.
Is it cool if we froth a little bit? I mean, can we mix it up? We've been playing a lot of croquet lately, and I was thinking frisbee golf sounds nice.
Croquet is the only fucking game. Dude, croquet is a man sport.
I've ever had on my show.
Croquet is a fucking man sport.
Seriously.
That's what we play.
You wonder why I
lost my croquet helmet.
You talk about some of the gayest shit ever, dude.
Yeah, can you like just stop him real quick?
Let me just stop everybody. Let's put things on hold. We got some ladies on the line, so there's no need for
that
anything else. We're just gonna mute everybody as we bring on some ladies. Well, I guess Sicko can stay unmuted for a second for this.
He's been quiet.
Yeah. So I now want to welcome to the show the first lady, who I just I don't know what the hell you guys were talking about, but her and I were having a good time in the green room again, and she's going to sit in with us and hang out on the panel for the rest of the show. I'm talking about Amber the stripper. Welcome, Amber.
I thought she didn't want to be called Amber the stripper anymore. I thought she just wanted to be called Amber.
Oh, my bad. You're right. I got to be politically correct. Amber.
No shit.
Amber, you're back. What's up? Oh, wait, hang on. I didn't unmute her. My bad. Amber.
Get it together, Vince.
All right. Hi.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Vince. Hi, Sicko.
Hi. How are you, Amber?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
I was doing pretty good until everybody started yelling at everybody.
Yeah, that was fun. Always fun.
It's been a pretty good show. I wish Jihad would check in with us and tell us how it really went. He's usually the associate producer. Usually phones in at some point and lets us know what we got wrong and what we got right. But it doesn't matter. So, Amber, we're very happy, very, very happy to, and pleased to have you join us here on the panel. And we're also going to bring on Worth of the World, so more estrogen injected to the panel. Hey, Worth, how are you?
Hey, good evening. How's everyone doing?
What's up?
Hi. So what the hell's all this shit about? Before we get into it, though, I want to just say I noticed that Ms. Patel is in the chat. And Sarah Sean Clark, congratulations on the baby. Give her a little shout-out.
We don't do shout-outs here. You can do big ups. Sorry. Big ups.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big ups.
This time say big ups.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really know what all this is about. It sounds like a lot of drama between people. I'm not going to touch on that. I just want to say hi to everybody.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you, man.
Okay.
She just ignores you.
All right. Okay, never mind. Okay, continue. My bad. Sorry, go ahead.
She's got a vagina. She can do that.
Worth. Continue. I interrupted. My bad.
Oh, it's cool. I mean, I got kind of used to that last night with Dan Gordon on the line, so we're good.
Dan got so bummed last night. That was beautiful.
That was pretty great. I want to say, too, I've never interacted with Dan Gordon ever. Never even tweeted at him. I got blocked in like 20 minutes of your show, Vince. So, thank you.
Oh, no problem. It would have happened sooner or later.
Sharing a contest versus a cat.
Yeah, so I just want to say hi. That's it.
All right. So let me introduce you to tonight's panel. There's quite a few gentlemen who are on the line, who are eager to speak with you. We have, of course, Sicko here. We have Amber. My special guest tonight is Tear Coil. And
yep.
He's been fantastic as a guest. And we've just been talking about the latest internet gossip and whatnot. And, there's a lot of butthurt, as you know, I'm sure, if you're on Twitter at all, you realize that there's a lot of butthurt that's circulating on the internet, and we've been talking about that. So there you go. And the panel includes tonight Shadow DXS.
Hi.
Okay. Danny Dantalian.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to quickly challenge GU357 to an underwear wrestling match covered in oil inside a kiddie pool.
Oh, shut up.
I'll film
if
it.
He wants to accept my challenge, then I'll leave that up to him.
That sounds disturbing hot.
Live on Tiny Chat, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, shit, let's do this.
And he
accepted the challenge.
Yeah, he accepted in chat, in writing, and screen capped. So
we have to exchange docs.
You people are insane.
Dude, what he doesn't know is I'm totally down to do this.
Speaking of docs, I'm like, I gotta hit up DocSend and update my shit.
Yeah. You know what? It's always a good. That's what I love about DocSend. They're very very good with. Their customer service is very good. They're good about, there was a YouTube channel link on there that was just hideous. It's my Vince in the Bay channel, which is terrible. So I hit up Docs, first name Docs, last name Ben, Docs Ben. I hit him up on the Twitter, and I was like, yo, shot a bunch of links to him. I'm like, these are better YouTube channels, better representation of my work. I gave him some like links to some film festivals that my films played in. I linked him to some fucking shit that makes me look like a badass. You know, if I got my docs out there, I want people to know that I'm a badass motherfucker, dude.
So, did he amend it to your wishes?
Oh, yeah. I was like, dude, you're missing my IMDb page. Yeah, I told him he was missing my IMDb page, all kinds of shit. And he's like, oh, yeah, right on. And he updated it. It was great.
Well, that's what's up, dude. I think you're the only person in the history of the internet whose docs actually makes them look good.
Seriously.
I think it's something to be scared of.
Yeah, of course, he's got my infamous Reuters article. But there's... You know, I want to make it lively and entertaining for people.
Well, of course, and, you know, if you get a hold of DocSmen, you know, of course he's going to want to put everything out there. I mean, you know, you can't really be DocSmen unless you put the bad and the good. It has to be impartial.
Exactly.
Oh,
like,
I'm totally fine with that because you know what? I'm very. What I love about it is, I'm very confident that there is a higher percentage of good shit out there than there is bad shit. And I'm really surprised that nobody in ReaperSec or Wrestle League has uncovered my ass on the internet. My ass.
Vince actually probably puts his DocSpin page on his business card.
Hey Vince, does that mean Anonymous wins because I've actually seen your ass?
Ugh.
I don't think that's what it means. If Russ and all of them haven't seen your ass, but Anonymous has, that means Anonymous wins.
Dude, you know who really won?
Anonymous never wins.
When the Bill Wagoner crew got a hold of it and animated it so it looked like I was shooting diarrhea out of my ass.
I think I've seen that.
They made a couple of different little YouTube videos of me shooting all kinds of shit out of my ass.
I don't know, man. To be honest, like, if Meeps doesn't come back soon, I'm probably just gonna quit the internet too.
Dude, are you kidding me? She's just on her period. She'll be back.
Nah, dude.
I ain't even like that.
I'm just gonna quit the internet. I'm gonna quit trolling. I'm gonna go on a troll sabbatical and just refrain from trolling. And I'm gonna go on a troll fast until the day I die. I'm just gonna be a fucking, you know, a eunuch of trolls.
If Schmoop is still listening, if he can take a moment to get over a hangover or whatever and call in, that would be great to hear from him. So I don't know if you're still listening, Schmoop, but I'd really appreciate it if you called in within like the next 10 minutes.
I used to have his actual phone number, but I never owned a cell phone for like 2 years, so I never took the time to actually copy it down and, you know, or anything. He sent it to me before, and I was just like, okay, whatever. I don't have a phone, so I was like, yeah, it's gone.
That shit happens. So, but yeah, if Schmoop, if you're listening, man, I think you've got 8 minutes to call into the show before it closes down to the public. So yeah, give us a call real quick. If not, we'll just catch you later.
That's why Schmoop, if you want to call in, he called in last night. But if he's not feeling good, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
But that is a good reminder though that we have less than eight minutes left in the program, and if you want to listen into overtime, we'll go into overtime for a little bit. But if you want to hear it, you have to call in now 347-826-7667. I'm gonna bring on.
Actually, Schmoop just messaged me. He said he's actually busy handling something right now. But he is listening.
All right, cool.
All right, message him back and tell him to check Jabber.
Yeah, okay, that's like some offline shit, dude. All right.
Carry on with the show. I know Amber's online.
We got some nuts and bolts stuff to work with to work out here. I think we have our associate producer Jihad with us finally at the end of the show. Jihad, is that you?
Hey, what's up? You know, some of us have a job, Vince. Okay.
Not you.
What's going on, Jihad? What's the haps?
Not much, man. I just get to my battle station here, and people are lighting me up, saying that you needed me on the show. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. It's been Well, first of all, we lost Worth of the World. I hope she calls back in within.
Oh, me too.
5 or 6 minutes, but. So the show tonight is featuring my special guest, Tear Coil, from ReaperSec.
So, all right. Yes. Hello, Tear Coil.
Hi.
Hey, so, yeah, it's just basically been him and I chilling and all these other people calling in and causing a big ruckus. And everybody has been raging on Hammurabi. That's sort
of... Okay, so what happened? Tell me. Did he have it on the show, or are they raging about what?
More about, like, stuff that happened on Twitter and whatnot and IRC over the last couple of 24 hours or so.
Oh, okay.
There's speculation that he is behind Meep's rage quitting.
I won't comment on that. I mean, I don't consider anything a rage quit unless it's actually an extended leave. Okay, like somebody, you know, Ghost or Meep rather has been online like off and on, you know, in the last days. It's not like she's gone forever. You know what I mean? You know, call me in a week and maybe we'll talk about rage quit.
Whatever. Maybe that's not the right word, but she.
I get what you're saying, though.
She shut down the unit. She pretty much peaced out it for a little bit there.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. She unfollowed me. I was like, what the hell?
She unfollowed damn near everybody.
Yeah. I was like, I noticed her followers, who she's following.
We'll see.
No Wrestle League members.
Well, see, part of what happened was, and I got clarification on the reason why there was a little bit of anger, but it was clarified as to there's been a small bit of miscommunication, and something that was set up on the channel wasn't completely taken off. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
I guess it just boils down to just a drama. I mean, it's whatever. Hey, Vince, did you get a chance to listen to your show from last night when you were in the green room?
No, I never listened back to my shows. I don't want any... I try purposely to forget them.
Well, you weren't on when we were talking to Brett Dan at first. So I actually listened to that again earlier today, and I had a good laugh at it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I should go back and listen to Overtime from last night, because that might have been one of my favorite moments on this show. And I've been listening.
Yeah, I wish it happened, like, on the air. That would have been great. The best part was when he started yelling at us to shut up and calling us kids.
Oh, I know. I love it. Oh, man.
It's
great.
All right, we're some hideous, hideous background noise.
Yeah.
Shadow DXS. 2 minutes in the penalty box. For it. Background noise. Oh, hey, everybody. Before we sign off, I want to do a quick check-in with our affiliates. We've got Ed from Detroit on. What's up, Ed? Tell us what's going on.
Hey, Vince. Real quick, I just wanted to say I got a web page up on my website here for the listeners. They can hear your shows and archive with Vince in the Bay there. You can check it out on ed911flint.com. But real quick, I just wanted to talk about last night we were talking about with the Connecticut elementary shooting there about the gun control. And I was just going to bring up a quick point. Back in 92 when they had the L.A. riots, one of the things was the police weren't coming out to protect a lot of the Koreans that had their businesses and stores, and the one thing that they were able to do to keep their stores from being looted and burned down is they went out in front of their stores in the streets with their guns to protect themselves. I mean, and I can go over a few other things, but
okay, he's in the green room. I want to thank everybody else for tuning in. It's been great. It was a fun live show. Tiercoil, thank you for being such a fantastical guest.
Yep.
Big ups to ReaperSec representing. We're going to go into overtime here. Thank you, Ed from Detroit, for putting up your webpage. That's great. I'm curious how long you're going to be in the green room until you figure out you're not on the air.
Let me say one thing before we go, you're closing notes. Come on. It's understandable.
Oh, we lost Ed. Sorry, Ed. Thank you, Ed. Good night.
Let me say one thing before we go off live. We're already in the archive,
but go ahead.
Oh, well, fuck it. I'll just end the show that way later. It's good. Go.
No. Continue with your thought. What were you going to say?
No, I just wanted to say for any live listeners that were listening, you know, we would over at Reaper Sec want to dedicate this show to Meep, Kitty fucking the passing of Meep, because she lost her kitty a few weeks ago, and she made that public on Twitter and whatnot.
We did on the show, we did a moment of silence for her.
Yeah. And just want to fucking say, you know, we've got mad respect for her and shit that she does and whatever. And, you know, we back her up and back up Russell League too, so.
Well, on the same note, I've known Meeks probably just as long as I've known anybody on the internet. Her and people like Smoot and Motor Mouth News, not around. And, you know, people like that, I've known them for quite a long time. Just a few people that I've grown to actually love on the internet. He's definitely one of those people. Sure, she might read, everyone come up, I'll read.
Just means that she's still got some humanity left in her.
Yeah, I mean, look, with the state of the world right now, if you don't have built up frustration inside of you, then you're probably not paying any attention.
And see, I'm watching the chat right now, and I'm watching different people talk different shit about someone that you don't fucking have a clue about. You know, before you open your mouth or type little words on a fucking keyboard and play pretend internet warrior and badass, how about you learn a fucking situation before you come off as an ignorant piece of shit and get the attention of people who you really don't want noticing you. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Right, overtime. Woo! Let's do that. I need coffee, though. God damn, I need coffee.
Wait, are we initiating an internet war?
Oh, no, I'm not initiating shit. I'm Tyr. I like coffee, bacon, and boobs. That's what I'm about.
Hey, Danny, I don't know what you're crying about in the chat room. You're unmuted.
Oh, I didn't even know I was unmuted. See, I can't even tell. But my
always assume you're unmuted.
My final thoughts on this would be, right along with what Tyr Coyle said, is that basically until Meeps comes back to the internet, I'm going to wear ugly clothes. I'm not going to be fashionable at all. And
oh, damn.
I'm going to keep this up until Meeps returns. Pretty much.
No Crocs, though. If I see you in Crocs, you and I have issues.
I will wear Crocs. I will go out and buy a pair of Crocs.
We can't do that.
And I will wear them until Meeps returns. And I'll wear them with no socks.
Oh, wait, are your toenails clipped?
Well, yeah, I keep that on lockdown. But all right, I'm not going to go that far. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I'm not going to go that
Celtic
far.
Celtic abortion is waiting to get on, apparently. Whoever that
yeah.
is.
All right, Carol, Celtic Abortion, you're on.
All right, Tusk, can you hear me?
You can't
God.
Hear me.
Yes, Darth
Vader,
what's
up? Take the socks
up?
Out of your mouth.
Come on, the voice changer isn't that bad. You can hear me. You can understand me.
Yeah, okay.
I can't hear you, though. I can't hear you.
Yeah, it's very muffled.
No, dude, I told you. I like the high-pitched voice.
Yeah, you got to do the high pitch.
Oh, is this better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so much better. God damn, hell yeah.
Thanks. Hey, girl, how you doing?
Hey.
It's like one of the fucking midgets from Wizard of Oz. Please keep talking. Please.
Okay, I will.
It's saying
what
it
is. What do you want me to say?
I'm getting moist.
That's what you need to say.
Yes, that's what you need to say.
I'm getting moist.
I want to
all my
dreams
come true.
I want to do a show just with Celtic Abortion and Sang Rose.
Oh, God. No. My ears don't deserve that sort of rate.
That it would, dude, my ratings would go through the roof. It would be awesome.
All right, well, fuck it. Let's do it sometime this week. Let me see if Sang's on fucking IRC.
That's not a far shot. I'm sure he's there somewhere.
Whoa. Did you guys see the video of the dog driving?
Yeah.
The hell was that?
That's somebody getting a message on their phone.
Pretty gay. Like, oh my God.
What?
Like, oh my God.
I seriously cannot fap to your voice at all.
I don't know what you're talking about. Honey? I could all day long.
Holy shit.
Mole, S-H-I-T.
Fuck.
Okay. Hey, how come nobody ever brings up the Kent State shootings when we're talking about school shootings?
Because nobody even knows what that is.
Virginia. What about the Virginia flag?
Kids these days.
They do the darnest things.
I read an article on how automatic weapons aren't really about how people still manage to kill people without automatic weapons and how...
Yeah, well, you don't know who you are. Like, it doesn't make any sense when people make that argument.
How guns just barely beat out stuff like knives and bludgeoning weapons when it comes to mass murders, and how mass murders still happen prior to the advent.
Dude, I can barely hear you.
He like comes in and out. Like, are you getting further away from your mic or something?
No, I'm holding it.
Are you cooking with the phone next to you?
I have it on speaker, so Miles can continue to hear.
Gotcha.
Continue to
hear
the show. So that's probably what it is.
Yeah, I try to do that, and that's when they say, "Hey, you're Patriot Gregging."
Yeah. I don't want to cut Ma out of being able to hear all the intelligent speaks that that we have, and what I was saying is automatic weapons barely beat out knives and bludgeoning weapons and stuff like that, and really what beats out all of those is explosives and fire. Those two, when it comes to how many people are killed per incident, vastly beat out automatic weapons. So if we're gonna ban guns and automatic
fire.
So what causes fires? Oxygen.
So you wanna get to the root of the problem then, huh?
Yeah.
Ban life on Earth.
I was reading some statistics last night, and funny enough, I saw that you're 150 times more likely to be killed by a police officer in America than in a school shooting. So, I mean, it's really just picking and choosing. Unless you're black, then it's, 2-1 that you're going to get killed by a police officer.
Well, that's an interesting statistic. Yeah, all right.
That's one of the reasons why I support FTP so much. It's not because I'm tired of being told what to do or anything like that, but it's because police officers are actually murdering civilians on the streets.
Oh, God, here we go.
What's FTP? Right. Is that like Cop Watch?
No, FTP stands for Fuck the Police. All right, let me ask you this, since that's kind of an anarchist fucking statement to make. What do you think would happen if there was no police force?
I definitely wouldn't call myself an anarchist. I have crazy out there thoughts about what we could do for the future of society, but anarchy is just as bad of a term to put on me as being a Democrat or a Republican.
Ugh. All right, well, fine. It's still an anarchist fucking statement to make. fuck the police. What happens if there is no police to be there to protect serving police? There is corruption. I'm not going to fucking sit here and lie and say that some of these motherfuckers don't abuse their power. I'm not trying to get
reform.
It. But why? Okay. How do you get reformed?
Right, but nobody said to, like, you know, fuck the police doesn't mean, like, yeah, you know what, we shouldn't have any protection whatsoever. It just means fuck the police, a.k.a. the current state of affairs, you know.
I'm not saying there need to be some kind of an enforcing body. What I'm saying is the current type of enforcement that we have is racist. It's definitely oppressive. It doesn't actually make you any safer, as we can tell by the state of the world
right now.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm not saying, you know, look at the Kelly Thomas. Kelly Thomas, the beating that happened to him, I don't know if y'all know what happened. That's an incident that stands out in my mind very much so. The video of six cops beating a mentally handicapped man as he's screaming for his father and, you know, knee dropping on his throat and shit like that. Like, that happens more regularly than you would think. So when I say fuck the police, I'm not saying fuck the police and don't replace them with anything else. What I'm saying is the current system that we have in place is all it does is help keep people oppressed. It doesn't make the world any safer. For anybody who believes that, I have all kinds of statistics that'll disprove that. It doesn't do us any good.
Is that a robot?
I have no idea.
What the fuck?
No. I unmuted retarded Chris for a second.
Oh, special Chris. Special Chris.
Really
developmentally disabled Chris.
You know what, guys? I just realized how we can achieve a post-racial America. All African American police force. Hello.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, that could go completely wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa, that sounds racist.
We might as well put feminists
maybe
in charge of the police.
Yeah,
that'd be mandatory male rape.
Put a bunch of feminazis in charge.
Yeah, we'd have to
come to California where they're already in charge.
No.
Shit.
Just,
you know,
fucking... I ain't even getting into that right now. No. Feminazis piss me off. Piss me off. Fucking shave your pits and shut up. Go make me a sandwich. God damn.
Living in San Francisco, they have laws that are enforced by police officers that prevent being able to sit down on sidewalks. And these are laws that police enforce. That if me and some friends are walking around the city of San Francisco and we get tired and decide we want to sit down for a little bit before continuing on whatever we're doing, that we can actually be ticketed for that. How does that make our world any better?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, if they notice a few kids, like, they just get done walking around and sit down on the sidewalk, they're not going to give you any shit. But if they see somebody that looks like a bum that's trying to get some money, they're going to give them shit. So it's just, I mean, you know, they might mess with kids here and there, but, you know, it's a bad law in the sense that it was made for them to police the homeless people, you know.
Yeah,
but it's just not out. Yeah.
Living in Oakland, you can call the police officer saying that there are people, you know, trying to break into your house, and 2 hours later they'll actually show up.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to say about your point about San Francisco was welcome to the People's Republic of San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, that's
what's wrong with
that's
communism.
Fuck the police. It's not. Fuck all law enforcement, you know, whatever. Because I get, you know, as a logical human being, which I try to be, I get that there are instances where cops are needed. Like when somebody is shooting up a school. All right. But at the same time, the current body we have in place isn't there to protect us or it isn't there to facilitate a safer life for us. What it's there for is to keep you in line. You know, it's evidenced by the fact that there are more cops usually setting up a speed trap than there are ghettos that, you know, in our neighborhoods. You know what I mean? Where in Oakland, they'll be sitting in, you know, circling a group of protesters. But you can go four streets over, and there are crack houses all up and down the roads, and there's people wielding firearms, you know, out in the open, and all that shit. So it's not there to make us safer. It's only there to, one, make the city more money when it comes to giving us traffic light data like that, and two, to keep you in line and keep you from actually speaking out of it.
You can't take the experience with the police and expect that to be the norm around the world. You have to understand that you're seeing your local experience. That doesn't mean that's how all police are.
Sure. All right. I'm from Texas. All right. I'm from Texas.
Queers and queers come from Texas.
I knew someone was going to say it. I knew it. It's like fucking mandatory. Anyone says they're from, automatically got to say that shit.
Automatically say what? I missed it. I'm sorry.
Only thing that comes out of Texas is queers and queers.
Yeah, except for that's not really true. But, you know, whatever.
No.
The gays are hated in Texas, so how are queers? How do queers come out?
Well, what
would you?
They go to California. Oh, my God, baby.
What?
Anyway, in Texas, I went to school that was predominantly black. Being a white kid, I was automatically suspect, according to the police officer. I've been pulled over for being white in the wrong neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, how is that protecting anybody? You're going to pull over somebody because they're white, they look out of place? You know, I've seen my black friends beat up by police officers simply because they refused a random search, which, according to the Constitution, you have the right to refuse that shit. They don't have the right to just randomly stop you in person. And I've watched my friends beat up by police officers because of it. Or you look in New York City where they're stopping frisk policy, where four black people are by police department has to be in New York. You know, so nobody can make the case that these cops are here to make you safer. Because they're not. If they were, people wouldn't be dying on these street corners every day.
Right. I mean, I guess it's just a generalization, which is, you know, what a lot of people have problems with. Because, I mean, almost everybody has met a police officer or multiple in their life that, you know, they thought was genuinely a good person or really cared about helping people. So it's just one of those things where, you know, people just don't seem fair to say, like, they're just here to hurt us or, you know, to instill fear in us. Like, I have friends that I went to high school with that are cops, and, you know, I'm glad they're cops. But that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of power-hungry people that are, you know, in the wrong position. They definitely need to have a lot more checks and balances on the people that get into those types of positions.
You know, and mind you, when I say fuck the police, I'm not saying fuck every single individual police officer. I make this argument on Twitter all the time. I'm talking about the institution that is the American Police Department, that is the militarized police department. I've met good cops even here in the Bay. When I was arrested on J-58 at Occupy, the police officers allowed me to lie about my address and stuff because I had an out of protection. So that way I didn't have to spend 3 or 4 more days. That they could, because I was a flight risk being from out of state. They allowed me to lie. That was cool as fuck. Because Bay Area Police Department hated occupiers. They could have just as easily, you know, not fuck you, bro. You're going to sit in jail cell for 4 days. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I get, you know, growing up, I met a police officer my freshman year who caught me smoking weed and would come by every morning, and while I was smoking weed, have a conversation with me, asking me how my day went without me a ticket. But at the same time, I also got a ticket by a different police officer for handing my friend a fountain drink that contained a straw. He pulled the straw out of the drink and threw it in Coke while I was swimming and gave me a possession of the finality ticket. How was that in shape or form?
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
I hear a keyboard warrior.
I'm going to change the subject a little bit here. This news dropped like a week ago. I'm just wondering if anybody really caught on to it. So we all know how like Hostess shut down like a month ago or last month.
Yeah.
Well, apparently a week ago it was kind of just went public that they, since August of last year, have been taking the money that was supposed to go into their workers' pensions and were using that to keep the business afloat. So a bunch of their workers either don't have pensions or have a lot less than they should have. And I think that's kind of interesting, seeing as how Hostess said that they shut down because the unions were trying to get more out of their contracts. And it just seems like a bunch of bullshit. Like, they're just like, okay, we need to stop this now and try and consolidate it and earn as much money from this as we possibly can before everybody knows that we've just been fucking over everybody that works for us. I don't know if anybody has heard about this or not. I'm just checking.
I've heard about it. It's probably more common than we think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's why, as an activist or as an ex-occupier, that I fight
Hey, am I on mute?
No, you're not on mute.
Hey, check it. Apparently, that dude Guest was in our tiny chat. And, like, he just got banned live on cam.
No.
Wait,
get
what?
The fuck out.
No, dude, I'm not even lying. I actually went to take a piss. But I came back, and I just seen XU out rolling, laughing. I was like, dude, what the fuck just happened? He was like, dude, this dude just got banned. And I scrolled up, and the last thing he said was, BRB getting banned.
Well, I mean, XU out always records Tiny Chat, so, hey, you should have recording, right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I think there should be some recording.
Oh, he said not this time. I call bullshit.
I don't know, dude. The last thing the dude said was BRB getting banned.
Yeah, but who?
He's trolling.
Actually, hold on. Wait, let me look back at the log. I'll look back at the log right now. Hold on. Let me see what he said. He said, last thing he said was, fuck, where is it? He said, oh shit, I'm getting banned. And that was the last thing.
Yep. Nobody's ever claimed on the internet to get banned, and it didn't really happen, right?
I mean, all right.
Well,
of course, and of
dark.
All people, I've never done that. I've never done that at all.
You certainly have never. I've never seen you do that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he got banned or not. But I don't know. Actually, I was laughing really fucking hard, so like, I don't think somebody would just laugh at nothing. Unless XU out was just faking the funk and trying to get me to come on Vince's Bay and say that and just troll
you know,
me.
This means
know.
That the only connection we have between the banning of Barrett Brown and this guest person is XU out.
That's true. Because, like, literally, I went to take a piss and I came back and he was gone, and then XU out was just laughing his ass off. I was like, dude, what's funny? And he was like, he got banned. I was like, what? I went away for literally probably 2 minutes when this shit happened.
Hey, I want to thank Tiercoil and the Reaper Sec for coming through. Their call dropped, so they're gone. But Tiercoil wanted me to say, he just PM'd me this, and he wanted me to say this. Great being on the show. Thanks. Just do me a favor and make sure you say at the end of the show that my last words are, quote, this was for meeps, and if anyone has an issue with that, then they know where to find me. Big ups to ReaperSec, big ups to Wrestle League.
Yeah, I'll let Hack the Planet know.
Oh, good times. That was fun having him on. He's a good fun conversator. So, anywho, Retarded Chris, are you still there, Retarded Chris?
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking here, dude. Am I unmuted? I have some shit I gotta say.
Go ahead, Chris.
The problem that I have, dude, is you guys want to say fuck the police and shit. The thing that really pisses me fucking off is that, like, dude, everyone's all about fucking the police and shit, but when something happens to them and they get victimized, they're all about the cops, and they're pissed off they don't come fucking soon, this and that, and they want the cops. Like, dude, like, I'm sick of it. You know how much fucking shit they got to put up with every fucking day? And they're fucking daily
fucking
activities?
Yeah, they should be allowed to beat up
to
somebody every
job.
Now and then indiscriminately.
Dude,
I mean, seriously.
Like seriously, dude. Like, I have a fucking business, all right? I have a computer business, and if people fucking hacked me and shit like that, like, I'd be pissed off. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it couldn't happen. Like, right. I don't know what I would do. I would have to involve the authorities. I have fucking privileged accounts. I have fucking clients that are paying thousands of dollars a month. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck I would do. What I'm saying
would,
is that
you would basically be screwed at that point because your customers would no longer be able to trust you.
Well, no, that's not true. I mean, that's not true.
Well, yeah, look
actually,
at, you know, every company
true.
That got hacked by, like, LulzSec and what happened to them. I mean, look at Stratfor.
Right. yeah, but them were simple S2L injections. Them were retarded shit. What I'm saying is that basically they signed agreements saying that if that shit were to happen, they know that it could happen, this and that. I'm not reliable for it. But anyways,
right.
The thing, though, that pisses me off is that fucking people always say fuck the police, but when they need the police, they get pissed off when they're not there soon enough and shit like that. And that bothers me because,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, they got kids. They have a family.
Fuck the police is when you call the police officers and they don't show up. That leads to the
– Yeah, but do you live in the city? Do you live in the city?
Chris, look, like I said, the reason why I say fuck the police isn't because I don't want a police institution or whatever. It's because the current institution we have is racist, it's oppressive, and I'm assuming you're watching this, so you haven't had to see what happened. But look, as an activist, all right, and everybody who knows me knows that I don't just speak words. But I actually go out in the street and demonstrate, and I back up my words with my mom. Okay? Every time I go into the street, I see hundreds or thousands of cops. Look, I live in a native protest. Me and the people I were with parked at a place that somebody said, hey, guys, you can park at the place that we're parking at. When I parked there, we walked two houses down, and immediately police officers, or two DHS officers, swooped in, jumped out, got ten companies. The two guys just by themselves, threatened to shoot me, and then put me in jail for a joint because they were worried I was going to be out on the street protesting. Think about that for a second. At Penner Joint, they put me in jail. But yeah, because that's obviously that's obviously the best use of police force in a city like Chicago. That is one of the highest murder rates in the city, in the country. Right?
All right. I mean, I'm not saying I don't agree with you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, listen. I mean, I have this conversation with my girlfriend all the time, and I mean, she's not white, she's black. So I mean, she feels how you feel. She thinks that, you know, she feels that shit is fucking that people are racist. That, you know, the whole justice system is a bit racist and stuff like that. And I mean, look, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think it kind of is also, you know, and I think it holds people down. But the problem that I have is that I just feel like people should express their opinions in different ways besides saying fuck the police. Like, I just think that, like, I agree, shit needs to change. Like, and I think the only way it needs to change are people like you who've been on the streets and do shit. I respect people like you, man. I'm not saying I don't respect people like you because it needs to happen. And I'm just saying that, like, dumb people have to put up with shit every fucking day. And I can't even imagine some of the shit they do isn't right. You know what I'm saying? And I totally see that. And, I mean, I really can't argue with you because I think the system is prejudiced and I think it's racist. And so, I mean, I really can't argue with you at all, actually.
You people who live under oppression daily. All right, and I'm not over-exaggerating because black people and colored people in this country, Muslims and Mexicans, live under
oppression. Hey, you just said colored people. That's racist.
No, I agree. I agree with you, man. I'm not disagreeing with you. I agree with you.
No, but let me finish my thought real quick. You're asking people who constantly are dealing with this kind of oppression and this kind of fucked-up shit to think different. Guess what? Sometimes when you're angry, angry words are what you use. And when you're tired of shit, when you're tired of being beaten and molested and subject to stuff that you should be subject to, sometimes your words aren't eloquent. Get that? Like, sometimes the best words out there are fuck you. How many times have you got pissed off and told somebody, fuck you? Well, that's what's happening. It's not that these people are angry. They're tired, and they're tired of being beat up, and they're tired of being arrested, and they're tired of their friends and their families being murdered in the streets by police departments. And that's why sometimes when they speak this stuff, it's not the nicest word. People aren't being nice to these police departments, aren't being nice to them, too. You know, we have this thing in this country called free speech. And when I go out and say fuck the police, I'm allowed to go out and say fuck the police. But these police departments are not allowed to go out and say that.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people have died for you to go out and say that. I mean, there's no argument there at all.
Right, but you're saying that they shouldn't say this. Well, what I'm saying is that sometimes when you're angry and sometimes when you're so fed up, you can't think straight. The only words you have to fall back on are the police. You know what I'm saying?
Chingala migra.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, it's not that I'm saying that you shouldn't say it. I guess if I did say it, I'm sorry. I think it's just more so that I just get fed up with people who get pissed off when they hate the cops, this and that, but then they get pissed off and the cops aren't there fast enough. And, oh, they should be there. They should be taking care of this.
Well, Chris,
dude, you were just saying 5 seconds ago, the fuck the police. Like, I mean, why do you...
Right, but that's part of it. You know, like, people are pissed because the cops... You know, okay, they're abusive and they're late. You know what I mean? It's like a double negative.
Right.
You don't,
right.
Fuck the police. I wish they would come sooner. So, I mean, I guess I can understand what you're saying. I mean, yeah, we got to respect the people that are trying to protect us, you know. But, you know, they also need to earn respect at the same time. And it's hard to know. You know, people don't know their police officers, their local police officers like they used to. I mean, I'm not an old man, but I've heard, you know, my father or my grandpa talk about how it used to be. You know, everybody, you know, was all buddy-buddy with the police, and, you know, everybody knew the force. Now they're everybody's afraid of them.
Towns, though. In the city, it's different in the city. I know about the city. You know, it takes the cops hours to get there. In the suburbs, they're there in 2 seconds. I know, I understand that. I mean, I see your fucking point. I don't know if you're in Oakland or in New York City, but in the suburbs, they're there in fucking 2 seconds. In the city, you'll be waiting in hours for them. They don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? So, I mean, and that's one of my girlfriend's arguments, is that they keep people oppressed in the city. You know what I mean? Everyone's on welfare, and the more you give someone, you know, the less they're going to want to fucking, there's more, less incentives to go out and work and do shit, and I mean, I agree with I can't argue with that, because I do agree with that. So,
real quick, let me just dispel a myth that more black people are on welfare than white people.
And no, I don't think that at all.
There's
more white people on welfare. I know that. I know that there is, dude. I know that. I know that 100%. The thing that I'm saying, though, is that black people want to complain about slavery and stuff, but there's more black people in jail than there ever was in slavery, and jail is the real fucked up thing. That's what keeps people oppressed, is jail and the institutionalized and stuff like that. That's the shit that people really need to be pissed about.
Who puts people in jail? The police. You have to ask yourself, why are more black people in jail today than ever before? And that's because the law enforcement agencies that we have in place in this country are inherently racist.
I would say the laws are also kind of racist. I mean, and the police officers just enforce the law, so that's something we also need to work on. You know, we have more people incarcerated per capita than any other country, and it's mostly because of our drug policy.
Right, exactly. Right on.
Hey, do you guys know what the male version of camel toe is?
No.
Moose knuckle?
Moose knuckle.
Thank you, Vince. I'm glad you were on that.
Or you could just call it mammal toe.
Oh, hey-o.
No, but, I mean, dude, that's a serious problem. When people are in jail because of drugs and stuff like that, and that shit needs to change.
We need to legalize all drugs.
Definitely. But It's not because everybody needs to go out and do heroin. It's because...
No, it's because heroin would be safer if it were legal and more people would understand
right.
it and probably respect it.
You know, Just like prostitution.
I look at a drug like meth. Meth...
Meth is
here.
A great drug, dude.
but I look at over the years, many institutions, military especially, have used meth to help do what they're doing. If you look at meth and you take away the stigma of meth is evil,
you're really cutting out, dude.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah, we've sort of lost you. We're also getting some echo, too.
He's freedom frying.
The echo is not on my part.
I put my shit on mute when I'm not fucking talking, so.
It's whoever's listening to the show, they're who's echoing. I'm on a phone, so the echo isn't coming through mine.
Well, if you listen on the computer, it's the time isn't even synced up, so it shouldn't really echo like that.
It's still going to echo. It's just going to be an off-sync echo.
Oh, this is all semantics now.
does everybody here know where the modern police force evolved out of?
Italy, La Cosa Nostra.
Well, actually, it's the modern day. It would be because I did take criminal justice. It was the fucking. I forgot the fucking the constables, local constables and stuff like that.
Sure, but do you know where those came from? Those came. These people, the modern day police. The force that we know of today evolved out of organizations that were formed to hunt down renegade slaves. Right. So if you had something that evolved out of another group that was formed specifically to hunt down slaves, it's going to be inherently racist. Does that make sense?
Well, we're all slaves, though, bro.
We're all slaves.
No, I see where he's coming from, and the thing that does piss me off, though, is that some people are racist, and I can't stand racist motherfuckers.
Yeah, but there's really black cops. Dude, there's black cops that are racist against white people. I've dealt with that firsthand.
No, you're right, but, dude, think about this, though. Think about all the black people that are in jail. When they get out and they're felon, they have felonies and stuff like that, what the fuck are they going to do in society? They can't go get a
Become
job.
Become cops.
They're felons. They're felons, though. I mean, I'm just
saying
they
become
that.
Criminals. They become even bigger criminals because it's the only way they can make decent money. Just like everybody
right.
else in the fucking country.
Right. I'm just saying, though, that if you really want to get pissed off, the place to get pissed off is our justice system because it institutionalizes people and it keeps people down. And I totally agree with that. There's no argument there.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with institutionalization. Dude, I've met plenty of institutionalized people. They're perfectly happy being institutionalized. They like jail. It's all they know, and they're happy. So what's wrong with
that? But that's sad. My Uncle John
So
my,
what?
My
they're
my
not
uncle's
sad.
Like that.
They're
that's
happy.
Sad, dude. That's fucked up. I mean, you can... I'm fucking drunk right now, so
dude,
I really
I'm sorry. I'm a cynic, dude.
Opinion.
I'm a cynic. I'm just going off my experience. I've literally met people that have been happy to be incarcerated.
And no, and I'm not
like
trying
all they
Yeah,
know.
But I mean, come on. They're always happier when they get out, as long as, you know,
well, yeah,
they can
they
provide
end up
for
right.
Them.
Yeah, but they end up right back in.
Right, but yeah, but here's the thing, though. Here's the fucked up thing, though, is that they end up back in, but dude, half of them, like Sicko said, I think that Sicko said that fucking... They're in there because of drugs, first off, dude.
No,
where the fuck
me,
is
yeah.
the rehabilitation? It's not rehabilitizing someone to put them in fucking jail with a bunch of criminals for drugs. And that's what's fucking wasting all of our tax dollars, too. That's another thing. Like, that's not
I don't
right.
know, dude. Not to be a dick, little Mr. Know-It-All, and just rebuttal everything you say. I'm just speaking from my own experience. Like, when I went to jail... Like, dude, I got clean. That was, like, the first time that I ever did any actual time. Like, I did some, like, a little bit of time, and I was like, wow, fuck, I'm not going to be able to get out of this. And, like, I was just like, dude, I don't want to do this anymore. Fucking jail sucks. And so, in a way, jail kind of rehabilitated me, dude. I'm not just saying that just to be a dick and just rebuttal everything you say.
No, you're not, dude. You're not, and you know what, dude? Because you know why I agree with you? Because, dude, I was in jail for guess how long? One fucking night, dude. That's nothing. And you know what, though? When that jail cell slammed in my fucking face, I was like, it changed my life. I'm like, I'll never be in jail ever again. So I understand where the fuck you're coming from. So I guess it's hard to understand what we're talking about. But at the same time, though, dude, if someone is really fucked up on drugs, like my uncle, he's been in jail his whole life. He gets out, he goes back in. There's no help in jail, dude, if you're really fucked up and you have a lot of issues, dude.
Right.
I mean,
you're just hanging out with a bunch of criminals.
Right. I mean, dude, you have drug issues, dude. You're not there because
they have drugs in jail. They have drug dealers in jail.
Exactly. Yeah, dude. People sell their food for prescriptions like depression meds in jail. Like a Wellbutrin SR will go for a whole tray in jail.
Dude,
I'm
I heard one Suboxone goes for like $70 in jail, dude. $70.
Suboxone will go for like three trays in jail. That's about a tray's $5 a piece. That's about $15. So a Suboxone will go for about three trays in jail, which equals each tray is $5 real money. So yeah, well that's just here. There's different prices in jail all over the country.
Yeah, I don't know. My uncle is a lifetimer, dude. He's been in jail his whole life, and he told me that Suboxone would go for like $70-$60 in jail, bro. And I know that he knows his shit too. So I mean,
is that jail or in prison though?
He was in prison. Sorry, no, you're right. He was in prison. Like
yeah,
it might go for more in prison.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I would think so. I don't know. It's different everywhere, all parts of the country, though. It's jail economics, dude. It's crazy. A roll is 25 cents. A cornbread is 50 cents. A side of green beans is like a dollar. It's fucking crazy, dude.
All right, but look, the way Amsterdam treats drug addiction, that should be copied around the world, and it's the reason why we have twice as much drug addiction here in a country that all drugs are legal in, or at least decriminalized. But the way Amsterdam treats, I don't know, I'm sure y'all probably know this, because I'm sure y'all were at least ex-pot heads, but the way Amsterdam treats their drug addiction is instead of putting them in jail, they treat it almost like a homeless shelter where they bring you in, they give you a clean needle to use if you're addicted to heroin or whatever, a warm bed to sleep in, and they slowly wean you off the drug. Throwing somebody, throwing somebody who's trying to detox off his drugs into jail is only going to get that person hurt because they're not in a rational mindset. So when they go into a hostile environment like prison, they're not thinking rationally and they're likely to say something that's going to get them fucked up. So instead of doing that, what we should do is we should treat drug addiction like a disease instead of a crime, where we help cure it instead of forcing somebody to be clean in a way that's not healthy. You know what I mean? Barrett Brown's a perfect example of that. Barrett Brown, when he was thrown in jail, immediately should have been helped treat it for his drug addiction. But it said, I'm not sure if he was. So then when the FBI people come in to try to talk to Barrett, everything that he's not in the right mindset, so he might have said something that might have incriminated himself even more. So, like, does that make sense? Like, we're treating it like it's a crime. When drug addiction isn't a crime, drug addiction is a disease. Alcoholism is a disease.
Well, it's a choice. You know, I mean, at some point it is. Not, you know, once you become addicted.
But it's not even necessarily a choice. Because you look at, like, Iran-Contra, where it came out that the CIA was funneling crack into the ghettos. That it's only a choice. So on the surface. But if you look at all the subliminal shit that happens, where every rapper out there is smoking weed and, you know, and getting fucked up on X and shit like that.
Well,
that,
yeah. I mean, this kind of even links to stuff we were talking about earlier. You know, in a way, our society itself is racist. I mean, you know, it's funny. I talk to so many, I mean, I just want to say white people because it, you know, is basically who it is. But, you know, white people that, you know, look down upon, like, you know, oh, that little nigga boy over there because he's such a gangster. But they, you know, I don't understand how they don't know the environment that those people grow up in is so much different than theirs, that they're just like, they grow up, and not all black people, or, you know, they grow up in a different environment, you know, they have less positive influences. They're, you know, surrounded by more drugs, et cetera. You know, it's just...
The reason they don't know is because our society is formed so that way we don't view the other issues that are going on with other people.
Like, you know what I mean? It's the same way that all Arabic people are hated pretty much in this country at this point because of 9/11. We don't actually understand other cultures. Because, and I hate to sound like the typical occupier or whatever, but that's what capitalism does. Is capitalism is designed to separate people from their community. And once you become separate from your community, you stop being able to feel and to empathize with what everybody else is going through. And that's what happens. You know, your typical middle-aged white male has more privilege than anybody else in this country. And that's why they don't see that every positive influence, sort of Bill Cosby, the black people, are not actually really good influencers. You know, right now, what the most popular rapper out there are people like Lil Wayne and Soulja Boy who hype up ecstasy and getting stoned and all this shit. I'm a big pothead, so I'm not going to have a fast stone that people can get from. What they're being told. You know what I mean? Like, bitches and hoes and all that shit. And you're supposed to, and you're supposed to subject women and demonize women and all that shit. That's what black people are being said. And I, of course, I'm coming off the to any people who might think that. But I'm just trying to keep real on that time, trying not to sugarcoat my words. But those are the kind of people that people are told that these are who you need to look up to.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I can barely hear it. But we got to bring it. We only got like we got less than 10 minutes left. I want to bring in. I think this is XU out. XU out. Is that
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Vince?
Doing good, man. Getting ready to wrap up the show here. Thanks for calling in. And what's on your mind?
Well, I great show as always, and thank everybody for coming out tonight. But I wanted to respond about the FTP and the conversation earlier about the police. And I was hearing what stood out the most to me was there was a comment made about the law enforcement agencies and how they stem from and what whatever and that how they're basically racist. And, you know, I haven't seen anybody on Twitter take on the argument. And you're all for freedom of speech, and that's what you fight for, and we all do. And, you know, you have the right to say, fuck the police. And then I have the right to say, okay, well, I don't agree with that. And this is why I don't agree with that. And I have just the right to say that. But yet I don't see anybody else saying it. I heard somebody tonight, you know, talk about it, and it was great. But then I hear this, you know, all law enforcement and all cops are racist. And I disagree with that.
If you're going to quote me, at least quote me right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Correct me.
What I said was the law enforcement institution and our laws in this country are inherently racist. So they're aimed at keeping minorities more oppressed than white people, and that's kind of the wrong term because I believe personally that race isn't what keeps people oppressed these day and age. It's how much money you have in your bank account. But what racism these people do is they help divide race, and they help keep white people and black people and Arabic people and Mexican people separated. So that way it's kind of like a divide and conquer, where if all of these communities can't come together because of all other issues, then...
Jews are minorities, too.
What?
Yeah, but they're filling the world plentifully. The JIDF is growing in number.
Yeah, fuck the JIDF.
Well, and they have one of the most powerful lobbies in the entire country. I mean,
Somebody said the JIDF is not the institution. The JIDF is one. It's one person. It has nothing to do with the actual IDF or anything
like that. The JIDF is a terrorist organization.
The
IDF is a terrorist.
The JIDF.
Yeah, well, they've made some pretty terrorist threats.
Anyways,
they're led by Sue Basco. She's the general of the JIDF.
The
Israeli lobby in America is called AIPAC, A-I-P-A-C. It's the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, and they have lots of power in this country.
Wow, that's fucking good.
Do you even dreidel?
Doesn't have AIPAC money.
Do you even dreidel?
I just wanted to say is that, you know, the discussion about the law enforcement and, you know, what you were saying, Sicko, and all that, I wanted to speak for, you know, the agency that I'm aware of personally, and I can say that the personal LE that I know, that I'm aware of in my location, is not the case. They do not, they don't follow what you may say is the perception for law enforcement, which I don't completely disagree with the perception, but as far as, you know, speaking for every single one, I can speak for a good group to say that is inaccurate, where they do not go out and with that mindset of, you know, the separation, and they go out to do their job. If you're breaking the law, they're going to do their job, and they basically want to make it home alive every night. It's their job, and they do what they do, and I don't, you know, but I just have to say that the people that I know personally in law enforcement do not have any of that racist bias, you know, that type of mind frame. That's just all I really wanted to say is on a personal level.
And I agree with that. I do agree with that. I think that what people need to understand is I don't think our laws are racist. I think the fucking system is racist. And
the
I think
Holocaust
that,
never happened.
No, I'm just saying, though, that think about how many people, what's the racial group that's in jail right now? It's blacks. It's black people.
Right.
And there's no rehabilitation in jail, dude. It's just you go to jail and that's that.
Right.
And I need to get my girlfriend on here, though, because she's always a fucking genius.
Bring her on. Let me holler at that, though.
Got a lot of valid points. No, she does. I mean, everyone, you can laugh and stuff like that, but it's not 90% of your people that are in jail, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's fucked up, though. It's not right.
But you know what? I'm tired of fucking Martians being discriminated against, though. You know how many Martians are in our jail system right now? Like, Martians pretty much make up 80% of our shit. It's disgusting.
Like I said before, I'm from Titan, the moon from Saturn. That's where I reside from, so I know what you're talking about. My people have been repressed for 1,000 years.
Seriously, all right,
That's enough of this bullshit. I'm shutting this crap show down.
No, you're not. You're not allowed to.
So this is what's going to happen here. Everybody gets about 20 seconds for their final thoughts, and then we're peace outing. Once you start talking about Martians and shit, it's over. XU out. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Not too much. I just wanted to be the other voice and to, I'm not happy with saying fuck the feds and all that. That's just my opinion. And I just wanted to, stand up for what I believe in with that and respect everyone's opinion, and this is my opinion, and I love law enforcement and EMS and first responders and the military, and, you know, hey, that's just how I am. So, great show. I wish everybody a great night, and probably see you on the next show.
All right. Appreciate the call. Celtic Abortion, final thoughts.
Niggers, tongue, famous.
Jihad, any final thoughts?
Well, Vince, you know, I think I just need to say it together. We stand, divided we fall. And I'm going to leave on that note.
Fantastic. Appreciate it. Sicko, your final thoughts, please.
I love everybody. Overtime was great today, just like it was great last night. Everybody be safe, and fuck the police.
Okie doke. Chris, final thoughts.
I mean, my final thoughts, basically, I'm not retarded anymore. I took a pill, so I feel better now.
You've embraced the pharmaceutical industry. It's not
I have not embraced the pharmaceutical. I took a pill that I actually made myself, homemade. Anyways, what I want to say though is I do agree with what Sicko was saying. I think that he's right though, and I can't argue with that. But my one thing is that people just need to understand where police come from, the feds come from, and that whole side comes from, because they do have a tough job. You know, they want to make it home every night, like fucking, like XUL said to their families. They got a family, they got to fucking support, first off. I understand about that. But, I mean, at the same time, though, it is a racist system. I don't think that cops are out to be racist, but I do believe it's a racist system. And that's what I want to say.
Fantastical. Thank you. And last but not least, Danny, final thoughts.
Yes, my final thoughts are that Vince is part of the global conspiracy to keep Martians under the thumb of the man, because he muted me when I started to bring truth about the Martian discrimination and the Martian Holocaust that's happening.
Look, asshole. Look, country. Asshole. Why don't you call Alex Jones or Coast to Coast, all right?
No.
Fuck out of here.
You are a Illuminati conspiracist. You're holding Martians down. You're a Nazi.
I won't stand for this. I do not appreciate that. I'm Vince in the Bay. Thank you so much again to my guest, Tyr Coyle, one more time, I'm going to read his final thoughts that he wanted to leave. Unfortunately, his call dropped. And by the way, he had like half, almost a reaper sec on the call with him. I don't think any of them, though. He says, this is his final words from our guest tonight. He says, this was for meeps, and if anyone has an issue with that, then they know fine. Big ups to Reaper Sec, and big ups to Wrestling. And with that, we are going to say a big ups to you and an audio. It's been a lot of fun. I will talk to you on the flip side. Until next time, VITB for life. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince. Do the work.